This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello, this is Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Brian Lay.
We have him back, you guys. He's
we
back.
Got him. three in a row. Fourth overall.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, fourth including the lost episode.
I think fifth including the lost episode. This is three in a row, right?
Yeah.
Three in a row.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive. You're our only guest to be on here five times. You're also our third person to be on the podcast. That's not me and Michael. So, you're the first person, but you're out of three.
Right.
So,
pretty cool.
You're pretty much doubling everyone up, making sure no one can reach this record.
I'm making all the records.
Yeah.
No one's going to reach your level.
I got the, let's see. First guest, first repeat guest, longest guest, and I got
most controversial guest.
We hit 2 hours.
Three feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like Green Lantern.
Yeah. So you're our only guest that's ever going to do that. We have a long episode today. It's episode 13. This episode is brought to you by tfury.com. Go to tfury.destinypizzas.com. And I got my email from them today, which it shows the upcoming t-shirts. So you guys want to see that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The first one that I'm really excited for. Oops, this isn't. Is this? It's like a Russian nesting doll.
I've seen those pictures.
Yeah, it's Charmander, Charmeleon, and Charizard, and they're like nesting dolls with the Charmander in the middle. So I'm definitely gonna buy that shirt.
Pretty cool.
That'd be cool if they. Because I've seen pictures of all three of the starters. That'd be cool if they had it, all three of them.
On the same thing?
Yeah.
Or on separate shirts?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But is it just that one?
It's just this one on Monday.
That's my favorite one, though. I love Char.
Yeah. I think I want to buy it because I refer to fine ladies as Charizards. So I'm like, you're these two.
I always liked Charmeleon because he was just... Well, like in the cartoon, he was just like, he didn't care about anything.
He's a very douche.
He was a douchebag.
Yeah, I know. That's why he's awesome. Because he didn't care about, he's like, I'm not your pet. I'm not going to go in your Pokeball. But he wasn't like overly aggressive like Charizard was.
Yeah.
He was just like, I don't care. I'm not going to do what
very,
you say.
He was very emo. He was like the Black Spider-Man of Pokemon.
He wasn't emo. He was just like, I'm not doing what you say.
Yeah.
It's like, I am going to go my own way. I don't care. Ash, you're not like my controller.
He listened
to a lot
of Fleetwood Mac. Is that what he did? He listened to a lot of Fleetwood Mac.
He's chilling. He's like,
he wanted to go his own way.
He wanted to live his life. He wanted to be his own Pokemon. He didn't want to be someone's like slave.
He was like, he was a revolutionary.
He was. He was only a Charmeleon for a while, and then you're like, we got to evolve him to a Charizard. That just made him angrier.
That was like a one episode arc where
it was.
Like, he like Charmander turned into
that
Charmeleon,
was a whole episode,
and then he turned into Charizard.
Exactly.
Like, one episode. So this is on Tuesday. It's two Fury, because on Tuesdays they have two shirts. So you get to choose between these two Nightmare Before Christmas t-shirts.
Oh my gosh.
One of them is Jack Skellington's face in the moon, and there's a fence that makes his teeth and
the
stitches.
That is incredible.
And then the other shirt says Halloween Town, trick or treat till neighbor's gonna die. Wait, what?
Whoa, that's a little dark.
Trick or treat till the neighbor's gonna die of fight?
That's way darker than...
A fright.
Than,
and it looks really happy. It looks
the actual
like a,
cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm not cartoon, claymation.
And then this is my favorite shirt, is on Wednesday, I believe. Yeah, Wednesday. And it says, hello, dot, dot, dot. And it's a little, like, chibi version of Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride. So
it looks like a...
or maybe like a Hello Kitty version.
Yeah. It doesn't say you killed my father.
No, it just says, oh, I get it. Hello, like Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it just says, hello, dot, dot, dot.
Prepared to die.
And so it's Inigo Montoya.
I fixed that shirt. I just did.
Good job, Michael. Too bad you don't have the graphic design skills to submit that design.
That's okay.
Let's just get into the news. Me and Mike saw some movies. Brian saw some of these movies before, so we can discuss them a little bit. But first, me and Michael saw Pacific Rim yesterday. And we had another person who was supposed to be our guest also, because he specifically requested Brian. He's like, I'm not going to be on the podcast unless Brian's also on the podcast. And then he ended up not showing up today, so whatever. We saw Pacific Rim. We have a bonus pod of it, so you can listen to that.
That's very spoiler filled. No spoilers here.
Yeah, there's no spoilers. My only thing I'm going to say about it is watch it.
It's worth seeing. It's great.
Don't watch Grown Ups 2.
Yeah, if Grown Ups 2 beats Pacific Rim, that shouldn't happen.
Don't watch Lone Ranger. No. Don't watch anything. Watch Pacific Rim.
That's the best movie out right now besides like the ones like... I mean, nothing's really new that's as good as Pacific Rim.
If you're like, oh, I don't want to leave. I don't want to go out. I'm just going to sit at home and watch Grease. No. Don't watch that movie.
Hey, don't not Grease.
Yeah, actually, Grease is pretty awesome.
You put the wrong movie in that sentence.
I'm going to sit home and watch all the Transformers movies. Don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Go see Pacific Rim over all the Transformers movies.
I'm going to sit at home and watch Matthew Broderick Godzilla. Don't do that. And I refer to it as Matthew Broderick Godzilla, but I think it's called Godzilla 2000.
I think you're right about that.
So don't do that either. Go watch Pacific Rim. If you like Cloverfield, which is like a small thing, watch it. You'll enjoy. You'll love this movie. If you didn't like Cloverfield, watch it. You'll love this movie. How many times can you say that about a movie? Very rarely.
You're hyping it up.
It's good. It was so good. Honestly, yeah, I don't
we're
think
putting
I'm,
it too high. You're putting
no,
it
I don't think
high.
I am.
He is.
I'm not. We also saw Monsters University. Yes. And you saw that one already, right,
yeah,
Brian?
Yeah, I saw it a while ago.
What did you guys think about it? I thought it was good. I liked it a lot. But for children, I would recommend the other movie we're going to talk about soon. But yeah, what do you guys think about Monsters University?
I really liked it. I was surprised it got like only a 70-something on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's pretty low, yeah.
I thought it was really good.
It was really
I liked it because I feel like I could watch that before Monsters Inc.
Yeah.
And I feel like
it connected.
It connected really well.
Which is like hard for a prequel to do.
Yeah, and
nowadays.
I feel like it helps to see Monsters Inc. first, but I feel like even if you watch it backwards, you would still enjoy it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those movies you can jump back and forth. And I like all the connections between both those movies.
Yeah, kind of made for our generation.
Yeah. Because what we were saying, me and Drew were talking about a little bit, it was like it was made 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, Monsters Inc. was made 10 years ago.
Yeah, so it's catering to like us when we were kids, and then those kids are now going into college and stuff, like who were big fans of it. So it's catering to that, even though it's still like a kid's movie.
No, I think it was made 12 years ago. Came out in 2001.
Okay, 12 years ago.
So if you were 6 years old and saw Monsters Inc., you're in college now. And Monsters University, I can't really spoil it, never mind. But the dean, I think if you're going to take a kid to the movie, be aware, because the dean is pretty scary.
Yeah, she's pretty freaky.
Well, it's like, monsters. They have a little scary.
Yeah, but she's really
scary.
Yeah, Water Noose is
like,
very scary.
The beginning, I was like, I was doing that listen to a movie thing. I was listening to Monsters, Inc. And like the beginning, I'm just listening to music. It's pretty scary. They just play the music's really creepy. And then all of a sudden, the monster gets scared too. But it's just really creepy. And
have you heard of listentoamovie.com?
Only from you guys.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But yeah, they had a nice short before it called Blue Umbrella.
Oh, I like that a lot.
And to me, this was just Pixar flexing their muscles saying, hey, actors in Hollywood, be aware because we're going to replace you soon. The graphics were amazing. This 3D.
It was.
I was like, wow, this is weird. Why is Pixar showing like a real movie?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Until like the thing started moving and then I was like, oh my God, this is all animated.
It's crazy how, I don't know, I got really emotional. It was just so
cute. It was really touching. Yeah. And then instantly after I watched it, I was like, this reminds me of like what people thought Spirited Away was going to be. Or was it Spirited? No. What was that Final Fantasy movie? Spirits Awakened? You guys know what I'm talking about?
There was a Final Fantasy movie?
Yeah, it was like all CGI.
And I didn't know.
I haven't heard of this.
I forgot what it was called. I think it's on Netflix, but I remember when that came out, people were like, oh yeah, soon we're going to replace all the actors. And then Tron Uprising came out, and they're like, no, not Tron Uprising. Tron Legacy came out. And like after Kurt Russell's CG, they're like, oh, we're going to be able to...
Not Kurt Russell.
What's his name?
Jeff Bridges,
yeah. They're like, oh, we're going to replace actors. And then like this came out and I'm like, they're going to replace actors finally.
Yeah, that, like, because the Jeff Bridges one, I was like, in the real world, he looks terrible. He looks so fake.
He looks so old.
But and this looked crazy.
Yeah.
This looked ridiculous. I still think it's real. I still think they're real people.
They just paid people to walk around with umbrellas and stuff.
It was too real.
Let me look up the Final Fantasy. Did you see the thing on the internet? It was a Photoshop picture of Paper Man, and it was the guy from Paper... Was it Paper Man? That's what it's called, right? The other short.
The one where they throw the paper airplane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's holding a blue umbrella and she's holding a red umbrella.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I really like their short. I mean, that's the great thing about a Pixar movie is you get the short on top of the movie. And it's always high quality. The shorts are like
so well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't need to speak at all. And yeah. It's just like.
It's called. The
this is art.
The right Final here. Fantasy movie I'm talking about is Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within. Huh. So.
I haven't heard of it.
I've never saw it, but I remember when. They like show when it first came out, they're talking about how amazing it was supposed to look.
They have been saying that for a while, how like CGI is going to replace action. I'm like, I've yet to see, except until like this is the best I've seen is this Pixar short.
And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, they probably worked on this as long as they worked on Monsters University, the short.
Probably.
Because I honestly can't do it justice. Like, everything looks surreal. They had like.
The rain was.
Yeah, the rain looked amazing. And it all looks so real until you see, like, the cement, like, you know, the cement block thing? Like, you see it closing whenever it starts raining. And I was like, wait, this is these aren't pictures. These aren't, like, videos. I was like, this is all animated. Like, holy shit. It was amazing. And normally if you're at Comic-Con and you go to, like, Disney's panel, they show you, like, they talk about the technology behind it a lot. Last time I went was when Up. They were showing the Up panel. And they're talking about like the light, but from the airplane or from the balloons going through and filling the room with all the different lights. And that was the technology they worked on, was all the balloons, like the light technology. And now I'm just like, what is left? What can you possibly work on? Sully's hair throughout Monsters University was amazing.
Yeah.
You can see each individual hair and stuff. Like soon, if Pixar is going to be the company that replaces actors.
Pixar knows what it's doing. I don't know how they're like, they just keep doing great things. Yeah. I mean,
they made Cars down too. But then they left that franchise. Planes is made by Disney Toons.
Yeah, I heard that's not Pixar.
It's not a Pixar movie.
So, because I can't see that being any good.
No. Because Dane Cook is the voice of the plane.
It is? Oh, I thought it was not Woody Harrelson. I'm thinking that turkey movie that we saw the preview for.
Oh, yeah, that was weird too. There's like a turkey movie coming out.
They go
out.
Back in time. Oh, yeah. They go back in time to the first Thanksgiving.
I was like, who made this a good idea?
It's the pardoning of the turkey. Everyone likes the political aspect of turkeys and time travel. Come on.
So, yeah, we also saw Despicable Me 2, which you also saw, Brian, right?
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, you haven't seen this.
It was pretty good, too.
It was really good. It was somewhat predictable. But
it's gonna be.
It was for kids. It was more appropriate for kids. I told my coworker, he's like, "Oh, what should I take my girlfriend's kid to?" And I was like, "Take her to Despicable Me 2, because I think she'll enjoy that one more." She's like 6 years old or something. You'd easily enjoy that one more than Monsters University, which you don't understand some of the things because it is a college. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like showing a kid Revenge of the Nerds or like Animal House or something.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like.
It's like it's Animal House with monsters,
pretty much. It's very, like, Monsters is a very nostalgic movie.
Yeah.
Like, I like it a lot because I like Monsters, Inc. a lot. And like, I just remember that from being a kid, so.
I don't think any people out there want to explain to their kids what, like, a fraternity is or stuff like that. You know, like, oh, what are fraternity games? And, like, why do they keep saying that I'm toxic and stuff? Because I assume a lot of these kids haven't seen Monsters, Inc. Because if you have seen Monsters, Inc. and you're. Like, you can't be that young.
Yeah, I guess they didn't really explain everything in Monsters U right off the bat. Like, they do that right in the beginning of Monsters, Inc.
Well, they also do that in Monsters U when, like,
I mean,
in the beginning.
They definitely do it, but.
So, that was really cool. I liked it a lot. Despicable Me 2, I like the animation style.
Yeah.
Which I think that's one thing Pixar is getting away from is, like, the unique animation style. I like, who works on these movies? Is it DreamWorks?
DreamWorks, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I like their animation style when it comes to like Despicable Me and all the Dr. Seuss movies. They have all the weird animation. I like
DreamWorks stuff. Yeah. I actually watched Ants the other day.
Ants is good.
That's also on Netflix. Yeah.
I like Ants a lot. Ants is very underrated in my opinion.
I remember
opinion.
Seeing that movie in theaters and I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And I just found out like it came out before A Bug's Life. Like,
yeah, it came out. Like,
I saw it in theaters. No, I think I saw it on my birthday or
I think
somebody's
I saw it
birthday.
With you.
Yeah, I think I saw it with you too.
Aww.
Aww, I know. Ants is a good movie.
You see how old we are and how long me and Michael have been friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ants was awesome. I think I think we saw it either for like your birthday or my birthday.
I think ants is a more serious version of a, like more serious realistic version of a Bug's Life.
Was that the one with the ball?
They get into a ball and they try.
It's kind of like Gattaca. Now that I think about it,
it is a lot like Gattaca.
Ants.
Because you get.
I really like the message, like the individualism versus the.
Yeah.
Colony stuff.
Exactly.
It came out October 2nd, 1998.
Doesn't have like a 90 something on Rotten Tomatoes?
95.
Pretty cool.
Let's see when The Bug's Life came out.
Yeah, I feel like Ants always gets a bad rap and people are like, oh, Bug's Life's way better. But I mean, Ants is still pretty good. I mean, I like them both.
I think, wasn't Ants like the first DreamWorks picture?
I think it was one of the first like DreamWorks animation. Bug's Life came out November 25th, 1998.
Same year.
It's like almost a little bit more than a month apart.
One of them got the drop on the other.
Yeah.
Definitely did it. Yeah. Which I'm guessing DreamWorks got the drop because like Pixar took so long to make that movie, I think.
Yeah. That's why
I
think so too.
Because Pixar works on these movies. And then I'm pretty sure it took like 4 years to make that movie.
A Bug's Life got 92% on Rotten Tomatoes out of 84 reviews. So if you haven't seen it, I would definitely check it out because 88 reviews for, Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. Oh, wow. Ants. Huh. So Ants is the better movie out of the two. Yeah.
I think Ants is clearly darker.
It's darker than his drinking. Darker.
There's a lot of death in Ants. Yeah. Like, they get into a whole war with these bugs.
Yeah.
And they actually, like, die. In A Bug's Life, they do, like, a fake war where they're doing the play on the war, but no one actually dies in that movie, I don't think. Maybe grasshoppers die, but...
Ants is like Gattaca, where A Bug's Life is, like, the Three Amigos. Right? Kind of.
Three Amigos?
There's some similarities. The Three Amigos with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and...
I don't know how it's Three Amigos. I never saw that.
Chevy Chase, yeah. It's like they go down and they do a fake war with the cartel or whatever. Mexican gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that. Anyways, there's a Minions movie coming out, which if you... Both of those movies stay after the credits. For... Monsters U, you have to stay after the whole credits, which me and Mike did not do because we read about the scene anyways. Despicable Me 2, you just have to wait after the short credits. You just wait during...
Those are the good ones.
I'm getting old with the credits. I'm like, okay,
I get it. I'll do it if I know it's going to be after the credits, but I won't enjoy it. I'll be like, please, I wish it was...
I'm like, it has to be worth it. But if it's after the short credits, then I'm like, oh, anything's worth it.
Exactly.
So, Despicable Me 2, they have a little thing for the Minion movie, which is coming out next year, 2014. How do you guys think that's going to happen? Because they don't speak English. They speak like a weird version of English.
I don't think they need to. Just them doing stuff for an hour and a half. Yeah.
I was thinking about it, and it reminds me
Is it going to be like a Minion's origin story or something like that?
Who knows?
Like, I assume it's something like that, Minion's origin.
Minion's origin story. I think you're asking too much for a children's movie.
I am, but
you're like,
this is how I think
origin stories.
The Minions.
I like how everything begins, guys.
So I was thinking about the Minions, and I was like, oh, they remind me of the Rabbids from Rayman. You guys ever play a Rayman Rabbids game?
A lot like
them. They're a lot like the Rabbids, where they...
They probably came from that.
Yeah, the Rabbids don't speak English either, and they're like, ah! They just scream and do stuff, and it's hilarious. It's like a really fun game. So I was like, oh, what if there's a movie where the Minions met the Rabbids? I thought that'd be really funny.
They'd be way too similar.
It'd be way too weird.
Like, they would get along very well.
Yeah. So those are the movies. I would say watch them all if you have the money to do it. I know that's a stretch. We were at Aliso Viejo Theater yesterday, and Michael was like, let me see how much a full movie would cost. Oh, yeah. IMAX in 3D. It's $23.50 a ticket.
Oh yeah, that's the most expensive.
That's the most expensive you can get a movie if it's like a Friday night. Yeah. Friday night 3D IMAX is like $23.50.
That's crazy to me. You buy the movie for less than that.
You could buy two DVD Blu-rays for cheaper than that at Best Buy. Three, depending on what the quality of the Blu-ray is.
That's crazy to me.
And people actually do it.
Yeah, people pay full price. Here's a helpful tip from Destiny Pizzas. Go to Costco or
get someone you know who goes to Costco.
Or, I think you can buy those tickets anywhere now and buy the tickets from them. They're much cheaper. You get them for $17.99. Yeah. So do that and enjoy the movie. Take someone with you. And if you go to a movie, if you watch an IMAX movie, it's only like $5 more for a 3D and IMAX movie. So that's worth it. You guys got to be smart. This is like kind of a recession. We're getting out of a recession. Save the dollars. Spend them on someone. Spend it on someone you love. Show them how much you love that person. Give them, like, here's a $3 I saved by buying Costco tickets.
If you give them $3, you obviously don't love them that much.
Okay, spend it on a pizza. Give it to them and be like, this is from what I heard from Destiny Pizzas. They told me to do this. I'm a pawn. And while you're that pawn, comment on our podcast because we appreciate it.
I would love a pizza from anyone.
Yeah.
That would mean a lot.
Hey, who doesn't want a pizza? If someone just gave me a pizza off the street.
And you get to share that with the person. And then,
or not.
Or not. Or you can eat it by yourself. Yeah. But I also recommend when you're at Costco getting those tickets, maybe buy the pizza from them. And you get a giant pizza
cheap.
It's pretty good deal.
$10 if you get a cheese pizza. And then get a
very berry smoothie.
And then you might as well get all those.
That's like a perfect date.
Get those samples. Get those samples, man. Yeah,
get the samples inside there. Maybe get a bottle of Jack Daniels. That's like $20 for a handle.
If you don't own a Costco card,
you can just
and you live around a Costco that has an outside food place, you can get that pizza anyway.
Or if you don't have a Costco card, you can buy a daily membership for $5.
I
did not know that.
Yeah, and you're going to save way more. Even if you just buy alcohol, you're going to save way more than $5. So there's the Destiny Pizza's date idea. Drunk off Jack Daniels, eat pizza, and watch a movie. Not in that order.
And buy almond milk because it's really good.
And it doesn't expire. You don't have to refrigerate it.
Yep.
Well, it expires, but you don't have to refrigerate it. You can just keep it in until it you open it. It expires
in like a year or something.
Yeah, but you just have to open it and then you can refrigerate it. That's pretty cool. Or soy milk if that's your flavor. In regular and vanilla. So now let's move on back to the movies. Yesterday or last week after the podcast, we were talking, just hanging out. We were watching Captain America and Thor. And then we were just talking. That shows you how nerdy we are. This is our full-time job. Even after the podcast ends, we still do it. We just don't record it. So we were talking about Marvel Phase 2, like time settings, kind of like Thor 2. Do you think Thor 2 takes place during Iron Man 3, or is it after Iron Man 3? Do you think there's going to be any callbacks to Iron Man 3 or the Avengers like Iron Man 3 had? So that's pretty much what we were talking a little bit. So we're going to try to touch on that while we're recording this time, though. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is that I assume they'll follow the same formula as they did in Phase 1, where they're all at some point kind of happening at the same time around. Because, like, in like Iron Man 2, like, the Incredible Hulk was apparently happening, and they make a comment about New Mexico or something going down there or something.
Yeah.
With Thor and stuff, and they're like, oh, Coulson was down there figuring stuff out or whatever.
That's pretty much the usage of S.H.I.E.L.D. in these movies for the viewer.
It really is, yeah.
Is to know when the time setting is.
S.H.I.E.L.D., because S.H.I.E.L.D.'s everywhere.
Yeah, and they're watching everything.
So S.H.I.E.L.D.
They're kind of like the NSA of that world.
Exactly. They're always watching.
A very political
just
podcast
like Monsters
now.
U, we're always watching. Like,
they're always watching.
The CDC.
So, yeah.
Or CDA, sorry.
The Child Defense Agency.
I don't want
agency.
Any angry tweets.
Yeah. Which I don't take any tweets.
Send me the angry tweets. Yeah. I said CDC. I'm watching too much
Center
Walking
for Disease
Dead.
Control, yeah. Brian, what do you think? What are your opinions?
I don't know if they'll have a lot of callbacks just because this one actually takes place over in the Dark World, wherever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because you know how the first Thor took place in like New Mexico.
But do you think like Natalie Portman's character will be
that's
that
the
Avenger
only way.
That Avenger like that crazy thing in New York, like how was that?
I feel like something like that. Everyone else would just be like whatever, and then she would be the only person that had that ability.
I would love to see a scene where Loki flinches because he sees something green and he thinks it's the Hulk.
Oh yeah,
that'd be awesome. Cool, yeah, that so I think cool. Yeah, I think they might have like a minor callback to Iron Man.
I think it
maybe
it's gonna
like,
happen like right after the Avengers.
Yeah, it's supposed to take place right after the Avengers. No, it can't because Loki's in prison. I assume they won't like put someone in prison.
Well, how
be, like,
how big do you
right
think
now.
Loki is in this movie? Because he was a little bit in the preview. But do you think he's just more of a cameo or like?
No, I think he's gonna be a full, like a sub, like a minor like character. Not a minor
like,
character, but
like they take him along or something,
secondary
and they're
character.
Like, okay, like you be good,
big,
or we'll lock you up again or something.
Just as big of a role as Natalie Portman, I think.
Yeah, he'll probably.
I think he's actually gonna be Thor's love interest.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, like he's a trickster, and Thor's so dumb. Yeah, not dumb, but he's just.
But he can outsmart him. He trusts him.
Yeah, he trusts him too. He gives too many, too many chances. Yeah.
Yeah.
So many second chances.
So sad.
Yeah, I'm looking more forward to Thor. I think.
I'm really excited.
Like, I didn't even see the first Thor in theaters because I was like, me neither. I don't know anything about Thor.
I was like, this is not going to do, because I really like Thor. Yeah. And like,
that's where I assumed Marvel would go downhill.
I was like, this movie seems a little crazy. Like, Thor is like a weird.
Yeah, it's like, how are they going to make a god, like a character?
And like, after it came out, I didn't even hear anything about
it. Me either. Really. I didn't, until I watched it on DVD. Like, people were like, oh, this is so good. And I was like, okay.
I was like, whenever someone's like, oh, this movie is so good, I'm like, I don't trust your taste.
I'm very skeptical of other people's thoughts. I'm just like. I don't know.
Maybe I'm like, you probably like Wild Wild West also. Yeah.
Hey.
Is that another movie you love, Ryan? Wild Wild West?
If it's on TBS, I'd watch it.
Hey, we're going to call back to that a little later, but I just wanted a random fact that I remembered. Apparently, Lone Ranger did like only a little bit better than Wild Wild West in opening or something.
We can talk about that now. But apparently, they lost $120 million.
Wow.
Or like they're projected to lose $120 million, which is a crazy thing that a movie can be projected to make a loss, because usually these movies...
Yeah, usually like break even and they get mad.
Yeah.
Like...
So again, I'm going to call back to that one thing we talked about with George Lucas and... I said that really weird. George Lucas.
Drew
Lucas. I'm hoping he adopts me still. I'm hoping those papers go through. I've been writing him nonstop. But I just want to see Skywalker Ranch.
Howard the Duck, man.
Yeah. But I'm hoping George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, they were talking about how these movies are going to fail. Like, he's like, yeah, it's only a matter of time until like 5 blockbusters in a row fail. And like, this is happening. Like, White House Down failed. Lone Ranger failed. What's
White House Down wasn't a major blockbuster. No way that took like
Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, but not hundreds of million dollars to make. Blockbusters are like movies where they spend like $200 million on.
But I don't know. I think those times are coming. And he said like $50 to $100 for a movie ticket. We're almost there. $23 for a movie ticket.
That's halfway there.
I mean, it's going to be that way anyway, but yeah. I don't think what they're talking about, I don't know. Because for all, like Lone Ranger failed, but how many blockbusters before have done well? Man of Steel, people thought that was going down. I'm hoping that's a blockbuster. They spent a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that won't fail.
And Brian's boy, Idris Elba, is in Pacific Rim.
Yes. Yeah.
So go
see. That's reason enough. He was good in that.
He was great in that
Charlie Day. You watch Always Sunny, right?
Yeah, Charlie Day's awesome.
He's really good in this movie, actually. That's
and then
good.
The dude from Sons of Anarchy. Two people from Sons of Anarchy. Ron Perlman and the main guy. I forgot his name. I keep forgetting his name.
Me too.
But the guy
Charlie
Hunnam.
Yeah, he's in it. They're all amazing. So go watch that. Whoever made those animal sounds, amazing. The kaiju sounds are awesome. But yeah. So let's see. Andrew Garfield said something really strange this week.
Oh yeah.
I thought it was really strange. When I saw the headline, I was like, okay. He said he's open to a gay Spider-Man. I don't have anything against a gay Spider-Man. I mean, if they want to. If Miles Morales exists, enough room for a gay Spider-Man. But then he went into more detail saying, like, I think Michael B. Jordan would make an excellent Mary Jane. So in my head, I played off this a little bit. And I was like, okay, so let's say in this movie, oh my God, I'm totally blanking on it. Emma Stone dies.
No.
And then Peter Parker is like, I'm gay now.
Well, because maybe she was the only woman that he could ever love.
Yeah, that happens. Everyone.
Yeah, if
you know all those movies where the main character's love interest dies. I mean, isn't that the plot point for Dark Knight Rises? That's like the same
thing.
And
then he goes after Joseph Gordon-Levitt, man.
Yeah, he goes after.
Isn't that what happens at the end?
Yeah. I mean, I fell asleep, but I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's not what happens. So I got really confused. I was like, he's open to playing a gay Spider-Man? Like, as if did the Amazing Spider-Man do so bad among like gay people that they didn't want to see it or something? Like,
yeah, I don't get. First of all, he's assuming he's playing Peter Parker and it's this Spider-Man, this world we're living in.
Yeah.
Because it would make sense if you start the movie off that way, but you can't go into like a sequel and do this. And I feel like in all these superhero movies, they're changing stuff just to change stuff. Yeah. They're like, oh, let's make Jimmy Olsen Jenny Olsen. They're doing it just to change stuff. Like, I mean, to a point, I don't really care that much. But then again, it's just like,
it's
give
weird.
Me a better reason than just because you are doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's weird to me that they're open to like changing a character's sexuality, but not changing a character's race.
Yeah,
I feel like Donald for Spider-Man caught a lot more heat than gay Spider-Man.
That's true. This wasn't that big a news, really.
No, this is like a small thing. But then, like, they're like, oh, let's have a black. How about a black Spider-Man? And they're like, whoa, that's not okay.
That is weird that you hear more about that. I feel like we would see a black Spider-Man, a black Superman before we'd see a gay Spider-Man, a gay
exactly.
Superman. That's what I think. We'll probably see a black James Bond first, I would think.
Yeah. I think a gay Green Lantern would work. I mean, there is like other, like there's a bunch of Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a great.
But
great
that movie did so poorly.
Like, I'm saying
they're
like
making, not
movie.
Making
yeah.
another Green Lantern movie for a while.
Yeah.
Because the first one didn't do so hot.
And if they did like a gay character, like Adam Pally's character in Happy Endings, that movie, I don't think anyone would have a problem with it. Because his gayness in Happy Endings was like a very small thing of the whole show. Like he wasn't like a traditional gay person and media.
Stereotypical.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Not traditional. There's no. I feel like I dug myself into a grave.
Moving on.
X-Force, the movie, got like greenlit, sort of.
Fox owns that?
Yeah, Fox
Trying
owns
to do that.
That
after X-Men.
Yeah, after X. They after need Wolverine. To stop.
But what is X-Force? I don't know anything about it.
It's just another team, right?
Yeah, it's just another team.
With
like,
other characters.
Yeah.
Other mutants. So with more mutants.
Wait,
you,
it's like X-Men, but. But,
it's
the,
like
but they're all
X-Men
in Days of Future
and then there's
Past.
X-Force, and there's like a bunch of other stupid teams that no one cares about.
Okay, we're done with these teams. I like the Avengers. I like
Fox
the,
is just trying
okay.
to get the money.
The
ducats.
Yeah, they are.
We're doing the Guardians now. I mean, give me Justice League, please. Give me Justice League.
I'm done with X-Men. Movies.
Michael's almost crying over here.
I want my Justice League.
He's tired of all the other teams.
You're giving me Guardians of the Galaxy before you're giving me Justice League. In what world is that happening?
What about
the
like
world
a,
where Marvel is?
Would you watch
a
like a
money.
Punisher Wolverine movie?
No.
You wouldn't.
I'm done with Wolverine.
I don't care about Punisher.
That's true.
There is too much Wolverine. Give me Wolverine in the Avengers. Sure. Wolverine, Spider-Man, Wolverine, Hulk. Give me one of those.
Like Hugh Jackman's good as Wolverine, but he needs to stop making like.
Movies. But this, what I heard this week is Hugh Jackman like. He talked to somebody over at Marvel and he's like, is there any way we could possibly someday get like Wolverine in with like Spider-Man or the Avengers or somebody?
And Disney's like, yeah, just don't make a movie, bomb, and then we can get your licenses back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pretty much. That's
or Disney's just like, just wait until Wolverine comes out and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, basically.
That's probably what Disney actually did say.
Yeah, but all that came out of that article was it might happen someday in the future, but it won't be for a while. Which they pretty much have to tank. Like, they have to make, like, a bunch more. Well, Spider-Man 3 did well in theaters. But,
yeah.
But if you keep making a terrible movies, that's the only way. Because people are still going to see Spider-Man. They're still going to see.
Yeah.
Maybe not X-Men. I feel like X-Men is still. Some people won't just see it just because it's X-Men now. But
and now with X-Force, it's like, who are these people?
Yeah. Just because they're superheroes doesn't mean they're going to gain traction. It's like, I'm still. Concerned Guardians of the Galaxy, but I mean Marvel's done so well, I think they'll make it work. They'll make it a good movie in and of itself. But it's not characters aren't just gonna sell these movies anymore.
Okay, so here's a bet that I wanna make. I'm a gambling man. I love gambling.
You are.
So how about this? 3 free pizzas, I'll supply them. You guys choose. This is a losing bet for my situation, but we'll see.
I like those when you
lose.
Yeah,
when I lose.
Assuming, we can't win.
Yeah.
I mean we can't lose.
Assuming there's an X-Force movie. Right? Which one do you think is going to do better in box office? Domestic box office, Guardians of the Galaxy, or X-Force?
Guardians of the
Guardians,
Galaxy.
Guardians, hands down.
Yeah.
Okay. This one, okay, never mind.
No pause.
Bet.
Oh, no
bet.
What? You already said
bet. There's no bet if you guys both agree.
You were going to bet against... Oh, I thought you were...
Oh, I thought you was...
No.
I thought we were both against you.
No.
Yeah.
And you were going to do whatever the opposite of what we said.
Yeah.
No,
I assumed we were going to agree.
So,
but
yeah.
There's no, I don't know anything about X-Force. I don't know anything about Guardians of the Galaxy. I trust Marvel more.
Exactly.
I They'll give me a throwback. They'll just say Iron Man in the movie, and I'll be like, they said Iron Man. It's already a good movie. So
they're like Rocket Raccoon, and you're like, yes, I love Rocket Raccoon. That's an awesome Beatles song. But it's not. It's Rocky Raccoon is the Beatles song, just so people know.
You're going to get angry tweets also.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Who's in X-Force? Archangel.
Okay.
Deadpool.
Okay.
Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool. Okay. Which they do on the right, so. Deathlock. Mm-hmm. Phantomex. Nightcrawler. Psylocke and Wolverine. Those are the current numbers.
Wolverine, still?
Okay.
Wolverine. I actually like that team, but.
But
I don't know anything about it.
If they don't do the current one.
Yeah, if they do like a former member, then it's like.
So I think Hugh Jackman's going to get the record for most times being one superhero.
He already has the record.
He already has it right now.
It's just increasing.
He loves Wolverine. But I mean, I appreciate the dedication. He like gets jacked for it and stuff. He does whatever. I mean, he tries. So I appreciate the dedication.
I mean, it's only so much time until he actually gets metal bones, right? Like, he replaces his bones with metal.
They did that already.
In real life.
I was like, I live in the movie world, sorry. I assume Hugh Jackman is actually Wolverine. Is that
basically
not, is that not the case? He is pretty much Wolverine right now. You can't recast Wolverine that quickly. Like some guys play it for so long that it's hard. Like when Christopher Reeve was Superman for
that's
a long
all he
time,
was. That's the curse of Superman.
That's
right
why
there.
They didn't make Superman for a long time, because no one else could see another Superman.
Yeah.
You're just like that
Brandon Routh did a really good job. I'm not gonna. That's the one thing that they did right was he did look like
Christopher Reeve a lot.
So let's see. Do you guys hear about the controversy of Ender's Game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Orson Scott
was Card.
Card. Very outspoken homophobe. Well, not homophobe. Is it still a homophobe?
Yeah.
He's an opponent of gay rights.
Yeah.
He wrote this book called Ender's Game like forever ago. He was a writer for Superman until people went crazy about it. And then DC's like, okay, we'll pull him off Superman. And then so he said like, oh, this movie has nothing to do with politics. So, but the, you know, like it does line his pockets. And then if he wants to support a group or anything, he can do that with the money.
But that's like anyone that gets money from something can privately support whatever
you want. Exactly.
Yeah, I just don't really care about like this mixing of politics and whatever, because I don't really care, because there's people at, I'm sure there's people at Disney higher ups that are support the same stuff, just aren't doing it as publicly support whatever, or like any of these like huge corporations, like just because we don't know about it, just because some guys are more vocal, doesn't mean that money's not going the same place either way. We just don't know where it's actually going.
Okay, so there was a boycott called by LGBT groups, and I think it's Paramount Pictures that's releasing this movie, right?
Lionsgate.
They said they're trying to like stop the boycott and say for our premiere we're going to have a fundraiser for LGBT groups, where all the money goes to them. While I don't think I'm going to see this movie, it's not for the reason that it's not supported by LGBT groups. It's the reason that I don't want to see Harrison Ford in space unless he's Han Solo. I don't know. Like, a part of me agrees with like the boycott and everything.
Yeah.
But then a part of me thinks that it's dumb. Like, what he says is like, oh, if they allow gay rights, it's the end of democracy. And I don't think you should give money to a crazy person like that, because he might do something crazy like start a cult or like start the Jamestown or Jonestown in South America and make people drink Kool-Aid and stuff. But it's like, this is way different than like, I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say.
I think Lionsgate released a statement that said the movie has nothing to do with homophobia, and it's based on the book, which have like characters that, I mean, cause I heard it was one of the best sci-fi novels, classics. So.
Well, it's the same thing with like Chick-fil-A.
But Chick-fil-A donates money like directly to these like giant organizations.
Well, so does this guy apparently whatever. So I mean, but it's just like a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah,
I'm saying like you don't know.
Yeah, you
I
don't
mean,
know.
Some people know. I guess some people research it, but like who's really paying attention to most? You hear some of the stuff because some guys are more vocal than other guys, but. Mm-hmm. Is it better if some guy doesn't talk about it publicly but privately thinks it and does it anyway? is that any better? I mean,
yep.
Is that like just because this guy's just voice is a little louder? Yeah. I mean, it makes people go against him more. But there's other groups. If you actually research that, yeah. Like you'd be like, oh, you wouldn't support a lot of stuff then. But
exactly,
people are just because they don't. It's not as vocalized. It's not as publicized. They don't know. So
I think if you're going to boycott this movie, boycott it for better reasons.
Yeah, like you like the book or you don't like Harrison Morden's face.
Yeah.
Unless he's Han Solo.
But I mean, if you want
to... Big specification, Brian. I don't like Harrison Ford in space if he's not Han Solo.
I mean, people can do whatever they want.
He's looking very doughy now. I don't like that.
That's true. People can do whatever they want.
I mean, if you want to boycott it...
boycott it if you want.
Yeah, boycott it. I mean,
yeah.
No one's stopping you. It's not...
It's just make sure you're doing it for the
right reason. But if you want to boycott that movie... And you should donate your ticket to, you should donate like whatever your ticket money, your $23.50 if you're going to see it in IMAX in 3D, donate that to
that's a
LGBT
good
group or something.
Don't just boycott.
Do something, but don't pick it in front of theaters and like, don't make it a hard time.
That's
for
not going to do anything.
Like, that's like being the vegetarian person who's just like, oh, I can't believe you're eating that. No one likes that person.
Yeah, I would.
I'm a vegetarian, and
Drew
I
is
hate
my favorite
that person.
Vegetarian.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, there's a thing about boycotting yourself, but you shouldn't shame people if they're gonna go see this movie.
Yeah,
and exactly. Be like,
because most people, maybe their kids want to see a nice action space movie. That I'm just gonna be like, don't like yell at kids and parents for taking them.
Yeah, or else you're no better than the Westboro Baptist Church,
exactly.
And no one likes them.
Yeah, I mean, you're making a political statement one way, but just because they're seeing it, they're not making one the other way.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not what it means. They're just seeing a movie.
Yeah. So next topic is Russell Crowe. I guess I'll say it properly into the mic. Russell Crowe. I got so excited I tilted my head back. Russell Crowe said he'd be interested in making a Man of Steel prequel. I personally love this idea.
As in?
Jor-El on Krypton.
Oh,
see, I think it'd be a pretty badass movie because he was so badass in the movie. I was just wondering, it wouldn't be a Superman movie. It would be something completely different.
Yeah,
this is actually just the thing he doesn't say is it's actually just 2 hours of him doing research.
Yeah, he's actually being
a scientist.
He's just being a scientist.
He is a scientist.
I think people lost that in when they saw Man of Steel, that he was a scientist.
They're like, oh, his dad was a badass and he's a badass. No, Zod is a real badass. He's a warrior.
Yeah.
And Jor-El is just a very protective father.
Yeah, exactly.
Over a child who was just born.
I'm always down to see more Krypton stuff.
Krypton
was awesome.
It was pretty
sick. It's really cool, except for the shaky camera scene. Because I was like, what? Is there someone like filming from their balcony or something? Like,
there's
what
an
is
earthquake. Hey, the planet was exploding.
Yeah. Okay.
No one trusts like their leading scientists either. No. They're like, no. Jor-El, the planet's exploding? Come on.
When I saw that, I thought it was going to be a Smallville movie and got really excited.
Oh, no. That already exists. That TV show already exists.
But I love Smallville.
That doesn't count, though.
It does count. I love Smallville.
No, I love Smallville too, but in the Man of Steel universe, as...
What if they gave Henry Cavill the Steve Rogers experience where he just like is a shrunken CGI body and it's just like him as young Clark Kent?
That would be freaky.
That'd be really crazy.
Then he hits puberty.
Yeah, and his voice starts cracking with autotune. The autotune, his voice starts cracking and everything. I would love that movie.
We only want one actor to play him throughout his life.
There's only one. Threat. We don't care if he's dramatically old or dramatically young.
Tom Welling was old, so.
Yeah.
He was old.
I would watch that.
But he didn't really change from like the 10 years he did that. He didn't really look that different.
Yeah.
Really. Like
forever young.
He's like, whoa, you're the same age.
Tom Welling sounds like a really old name. I didn't know that was his name.
That's his name.
That's crazy. That sounds like he must be like from the 1700s or something. What kind of name is that? Tom Welling. It sounds like he signed the Constitution. Jeez. Next up is some new Electro picks from...
No one cares, Drew.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. I care about this.
The cover one.
Yeah, the cover one. I try.
We don't need the nerd one.
I spent
one.
Like 15 minutes looking up the other pictures because I saw a bunch of pictures, including Paul Giamatti. He wasn't in the Rhino costume or whatever. We don't know what he looks like.
Is it a costume or CGI? I don't know.
Is it CGI? Or is he just normally like that? Is he just like really strong? He doesn't actually look like a rhino?
Does he just put a horn on his head and he's just like, I'm a rhino?
Yeah. Well, because like the lizard in Amazing Spider-Man 1, he only wears the lab coat in one scene. And that's like, I think that was just an homage to the original character.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't have the pants and the...
I would love to see that for Electro because he looks way different from like the traditional Electro. I guess he looks a lot like Ultimate Electro. Yeah, but if he, I like this Electro, if he was coming up with like costume ideas in his room and he had a picture,
oh yeah, and he just, he's like brushes, and it then aside. He just throws it out. Yeah. He's like, no, that's not.
He like crumples it up and throws it away.
That's not gonna work. That would be really.
That'd be really cool.
I love like things like that when superhero movies make callbacks to like old costumes and stuff.
Yeah, like in Green Hornet, there's a picture that Kato was drawing of Bruce Lee, which is really cool because Bruce Lee played Kato in the old TV show. Stuff
it,
like that.
It was really also cool. Like in the first X-Men, they had those like regular suits, and he's like. He's like, they're making comments about the suit, and he's like, what do you want, some, like, yellow spandex or something?
Even in Captain America, his outfit is the old one. It's pretty cool.
So that was really cool. Yeah, so
in, like, the Avengers, he breaks out the outfit, and he's like,
"Yeah,
Stars and Stripes, man, aren't those old?"
Yeah.
He's like, he doesn't even want to wear the suit. He's like, nah, man, old is great.
So Electro, Jamie Foxx, he looks awesome.
I think it looks really cool.
Yeah.
From that first fuzzy picture they showed.
Yeah, the first picture looked really weird because he was wearing, like, a hood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which I'm assuming he's still wearing a hoodie just because he'll probably walk in the streets or something.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want it. It's like, that's a blue dude. It's those ice guys from...
I didn't know the Blue Man Group was in town. Like,
they should make a Static Shock movie.
Static Shock would be awesome.
Who do you want to play Static Shock?
Oh, I don't know.
What about the
famous... Idris Elba.
Jet Jackson. I do really want to see Michael B. Jordan in some superhero movie.
Yeah.
Just because I saw him in Chronicle.
That, and he's also in the new movie called Fruitvale Station, I think, right?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
But I think Jet Jackson, I don't know what the guy's real name is.
Oh, I like him in something, too.
He's in a new show now. Shock. I think he'd make a good Static Shock. He, like, still looks somewhat young.
He played Cyborg in Smallville.
Oh, okay.
He was Cyborg in that. So
was he all, like, teched out? Or I never saw Smallville. So.
Yeah.
Or was he just like, oh, this character later on goes on to
I think he out, was so. Actually a robot... underneath, and he had like it was like a Terminator.
Oh, okay.
He was like robot underneath,
kind of like Will Smith and iRobot.
Yeah he wasn't like, you wouldn't look at him and see Cyborg, but I think underneath he was like machine. Not all machine, but like part human, part like the Terminator, like in Salvation. Like in Salvation.
Yeah,
he's got like organs, right. And stuff.
Let's see, next up, Disney said they're making a live-action Jungle Book.
Another one. They did make one.
I think they made one and two. Yeah, I had that on VHS when my parents used to have a video store a long time ago when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Why? I remember that was like a lot. That was the last video we had. One of the last ones before we shut down.
Why are they doing this?
To make more money.
But why Jungle Book? Why not do...
You don't like Jungle Book?
Well, what do you got against Indian people? What do you got against Indian people, Brian?
Didn't they already do it?
Who are they? They need to cast an Indian guy.
And they need to make it
I'm
a kid.
Trying to break out first into all, Hollywood.
First of all, the first Jungle Book, he was like an adult, and I was confused. Why is he not a child?
And people tell me I'm childish all the time, so I'm clearly the best cast for this. Dev Patel, I've seen Newsroom. He can only act like an adult. Hello, Disney. Come on.
They should do like live action Hunchback of Notre Dame or something.
And who they cast as a Hunchback?
No.
What?
I don't want to see.
Have you ever seen a Hunchback in real life?
I don't want to
see. Okay, there's such thing as CGI.
CGI Hunchback.
Yeah.
Jeez, you just love the bad CGI. I just imagine how bad the CGI is on that.
Out of all the live actions they could
make. Yeah, I don't know how you jump to that one. You don't even jump to like Mulan or something.
I just watch Hunchback.
Or like a live action Hercules. With Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah.
Makes a cameo.
They're already like making a bunch of Hercules.
Yeah, there is.
Dude, people must like the old Greek mythology. I'm not a big fan of all that stuff, really.
I'm a huge fan of
that. They should make a live action Oedipus. I'm not the only one thinking that.
Stop.
Right?
You're the only one thinking that.
Okay.
Live action Oedipus, right, guys?
Apparently.
Who's not down to see some father killing? I almost screwed that one up, and now it's really good that I didn't screw that one up. Oh geez,
we would have kept it in anyway.
Yeah, I'm not. We don't edit the podcast.
We don't edit this.
So there's gonna be.
I think
a live...
they know we don't edit this. Yeah, they just listen to it like, wow, this is all unfiltered shit.
They could say anything.
Anything can happen.
That's Destiny's the beauty of the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, and I was also thinking. I was gonna say this during the beginning. So, like, if we were to compare our podcast to pizza, right? Normal cheese pizza. I'm the veggies because I'm a vegetarian. Mike would be the meat because he's strictly a carnivore.
Meat.
He's a carnivore. Brian, though, since he's only there sometimes, he's kind of like the stuffed crust. He makes it more enjoyable.
He does. He makes it better.
I love stuffed crust pizza. So you're the stuffed crust in our pizza.
That's true.
Well, thank you.
Stuffed crust, not every pizza doesn't have stuffed crust.
Only special pizzas
only
have
special.
Only Destiny pizza.
Only Destiny pizzas. Destiny. Every Destiny pizza has a stuffed crust, but not Brian because he can't make it to every podcast recording. Only the special ones. So yeah, there's gonna be a live action Jungle Book. I'm interested in seeing who Mowgli will be.
Yeah, I want to see how they do it.
Because... Is like CGI character, like the animals maybe CGI, or are they gonna be?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like Life of Pi.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'll watch that movie. Are they gonna talk?
I think they shouldn't. That would be.
I don't think they should make it more adult. In the first live action they did, because I saw it a long time ago. It was like weird.
Yeah.
But
I think they made a second Jungle Book animated one that came out after that.
I think they did too.
Yeah.
Jungle Book 2. I think at the end of Jungle Book, I haven't seen that movie in so long. I think he goes back. He goes back and lives with humans.
Yeah, and there's a girl named Shanti.
Yeah, she puts the pod in her
head. Yeah, she's a pro.
Yeah.
Which is like a stupid stereotype. You would be surprised at how many times people are like, "Hey, put that pod on your head, Dhruv."
But people do that. People do that everywhere in the world. And you do it anyway.
You're like crying.
Hey, Dhruv, say thank you. Come again. Thank you. Come again. Crying. Handing people Slurpees. Oh, jeez. I'm only there to appease you guys. Let's see. Next up, since you hate live action Disney movies, you're going to hate this news.
Yeah.
Ooh. Alice in Wonderland 2, because Lone Ranger lost a lot of money, so Disney's trying to...
Like, throw Johnny Depp at our problems.
Yeah.
He'll solve
them.
I mean, the first one grossed like $1 billion worldwide. So.
But it was right after Avatar.
Yeah. It was right after Avatar, so it was the first 3D movie, so they're like, I want to see another 3D movie.
They're like, that was amazing. It's like people got their first taste, and then they're like, oh, let's take some more.
Then they got reality.
And then they're like, wait, these movies aren't shot in 3D, like Avatar.
And then they really wish they didn't try that heroin.
They're like, no. Because
there's also no Tim Burton on this.
Yeah. How do you make this movie without Tim Burton? That's what I had to ask.
It's going to fail.
Yeah.
There's no way.
This is...
I mean, the Alice in Wonderland live action was a stretch anyway. It was kind of like a sequel to the cartoon anyway.
Yeah.
Which I was really confused by that, because I was like, wait. Because I didn't know it was like a sequel-ish kind of thing. Yeah. Because it was like the flashback to when she was a kid.
I didn't like it.
And I was like, I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was that bad.
I saw it on a plane, and I think I fell asleep. I'm not sure.
I was like, I don't know. I like the world, but I like the dose of it, but I don't.
I like Snow White and the Huntsman.
I like that too.
Which reminds me of... What trailer did we see yesterday? Seventh Son? Was that it?
The one that was silent?
Yeah. We went to go see Pacific Rim yesterday, and like the first three trailers were silent. But then, oddly enough,
Wolverine was silent.
Yeah, Wolverine was silent. Seventh Son was silent. And then Elysium. Oh,
and then they went that one in space with George Clooney. Yeah, but
then the movie Gravity, have you heard of that movie?
Mm-mm.
It's takes place in space and like... They're astronauts working on like a space shuttle or something, and something crashes into them and they like drift apart. And oddly enough, that one had sound, which in reality there would be no sound because there's no oxygen.
It was really funny. Like the sound turned on right when that trailer started. It was like,
so that made no sense. I would rather have seen that trailer in silence.
Yeah.
I want to see someone make an honest movie.
And also it was very loud and it was like jarring. Yeah, it was like, like in space. And I was like, I was getting freaked out and they were just in space. And I was like,
but yeah, the Seventh Son trailer, that seemed a lot like Snow White and the Huntsman, but if it was like Merlin or something, or
it did. I couldn't determine what it was. I think we heard
Sword in the Stone. That's what it seemed kind of like. Sword in the Stone, but it was very serious and dark.
Yeah, I was trying to figure. Jeff Bridges was in that too.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges, and
he's everywhere now. He's in R.I.P.D.
Yeah, he was kind of in Tron Legacy.
he was halfway.
He was in Tron.
He was all CGI, even the older one.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
So, yeah. That is coming out. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Some Winter Soldier concept art came out.
That looked really sweet.
That looked awesome. It's him fighting someone. We don't know who yet, unless you're smart, and then you'll know who.
We don't like to spoil things.
Yeah.
But it looks really cool. I kind of like... When does that one come out? Does that come out May of next year?
Yeah.
Okay. Got Thor, then that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like
Captain America.
Yeah. Let's see. Frozen, the new Disney movie. There was a small short, which was like a trailer. I got really confused whether it was a trailer or a short. And that was before Monsters U.
It was a shortish trailer.
It was like a short trailer.
The one with the snowman and the moose elk.
Yeah.
I think you would call it a short because it didn't show us the movie, except it just showed us
It was like a short
I assume the characters this isn't from in another the movie. No. I assume it's not a part in the movie.
So yeah, the bios of, or like the pictures of all the characters came out, and that looked really cool. There's a lot of people in that. Kristen Bell is in that movie, which I fancy her. We're in England now. Yeah, it looks cool. But a lot of people have been saying that Kristen Bell's character looks a lot like Rapunzel from Tangled.
Oh.
And I have to agree, except their hair color is off.
There was some controversy about this movie. I forgot what it was, though.
Probably about complaining. Tangled. Yeah, probably about that.
I haven't heard much about it. I just saw that trailer. Mm-hmm. Saw those pictures, but I don't know anything. I don't know the story or anything.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Like, I saw the thing before Monsters U, I was like, oh, it's about a snowman?
Yeah.
But I guess it isn't.
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was about a journey of a moose and a snowman, and they find friendship. And that I assumed it was like, you know, the Frosty the Snowman cartoon where they have to move him to the North Pole because he's melting. I thought that was like that because there's a flower in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Or something. So I thought they're going to moose and snowman are going to go on a journey to the North Pole, of course.
I'd watch that.
Why wouldn't you do that?
That movie already exists, Brian. Luckily for you, you don't have to wait for that movie. So that came out. If you want to see that, if you're interested, Disney's like killing it right now, in my opinion, except for Lone Ranger.
They can't be all winners.
Yeah, they can't all be winners. So yeah, I mean, go check that out if you want to. Let's see. Next up, Ant-Man script is done, written by Edgar Wright, who's the writer of some of my favorite movies, such as Shaun of the Dead and Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's still phase 3, right? Ant-Man?
Yes, that's phase 3.
Do we know the order? I know. I just like jumping ahead to see what's coming out, even though it's so long in the future.
Yeah.
And like Avengers 2 will already come out.
So apparently Ant-Man is supposed to take place after Doctor Strange.
Okay.
But whatever that means.
Yeah, we don't know when that is either.
So,
but we don't know what's coming after. I feel like we know. All we know right now is Thor, Captain America, Guardians, Black Panther.
And Black Panther.
Do we know that?
Yes.
And then
Avengers 2?
And then Avengers 2.
Yeah, so, okay. So that's all we know.
That's all we know for Phase 2. Stuff.
Okay.
Edgar Wright said he's done. He finished the Cornetto trilogy, which is ending with The World's End. Oddly enough, that's ending the trilogy of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End. So now he wrote the script a long time ago, and then he was in talks with Marvel, and he's like, he had to update it for the placement in the time setting. And so that's all done now. So I guess now they can start actually working on it. And as we said, Doctor Strange is in phase 3. Did I say Doctor Phase?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I'm getting tired. This is going to be one of those weird pods. Doctor Strange is in... Oh, jeez. Okay, yeah. So Doctor Strange is in phase 3, allegedly, from what we read. That's going to be cool.
You think they're going to introduce somebody in...
I think at the end of Avengers. Probably at the Stinger scene.
Oh, yeah, probably.
You'll probably see, like, a Doctor Strange under a hood or something.
Yeah, because I think we're going to... I assume they're not going to introduce a new hero in Avengers. Well, they were going to do Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
But they're, like, pseudo-heroes.
They're, like, sometimes good, sometimes good, bad.
Yeah, they're, like... Like, there's a lot of guys like that.
Yeah.
In both DC and Marvel.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. The Saving Mr. Banks trailer came out this week. A lot of Disney news this week.
Yeah.
And normally we don't really touch Disney.
Disney's but doing everything.
I'm a big Disney fan. Like, I go to Disney all the time. They own Marvel, so we do talk about Disney a lot.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about Disney. So this movie is Walt Disney trying to get the rights from the author of Mary Poppins. And Walt Disney is played by one of my favorite actors, Tom Hanks. And I think he makes an excellent Walt Disney. They shot a lot of it at Disneyland and Disney Studios up in Burbank, which I've gone to Disneyland a billion times. I think over 300 times the last 3 years.
Oh,
and
now is this a realistic Disney movie?
This is
like
a true story.
Like, is he cussing out? Is he very racist?
Is he using racist slurs? Is he smoking Lucky Strikes?
It's like,
those
no,
are the things
Disney
I
would
know.
Never put that in a movie.
No. Like,
he's just saying it for the
apparently
for
like,
the joke.
I was reading that one time they were talking about Snow White and all the dwarves do a dog pile and he referred to it as an N-word pile. in a meeting.
What?
Because apparently that was okay at the time.
But how does that mean that?
Apparently that's the word they used back before dogpile.
That oh my even...
god.
Which, man, now makes me feel guilty about saying dogpile because I know what the original word was.
That's so weird.
It's crazy. Yeah, so the trailer came out. What do you guys think? There's a lot of people in it. Tom Hanks, BJ Novak, Jason Schwartzman, Emma Thompson.
I don't know. I feel like if I like Mary Poppins is okay. I feel like if I was a bigger fan, I'd be a more fan of this movie. But I mean, I wish it was tracking some other aspect of Disney somehow.
Like a Walt Disney origin story.
Yeah, I feel like
he has on your origin stories.
Yeah, like
but I agree. Like him come onto the train
because like it's the first like live action Walt Disney.
Yeah. Like did you see that art a little while back
of Ryan Gosling on the train as Walt Disney?
Yeah, I would have liked that, but just a Walt Disney story. I don't need a young Walt Disney. Mary Poppins.
Exactly. Seeing him smoke cigarettes. And
just
stuff.
Show me the whole
maybe
thing.
Maybe as a sequel or something.
Yeah, like, yeah. Show me like a story like him and then him. Like happen and then someone makes the Mickey or just and then they just call me back to like different parts of Disney, just different character, different stuff.
Well, the thing is, the script has been written for a long time and it's been on the internet for a long time. Like one of our good friends that we don't name friends on the show, but she sent me the script a long time ago and was like, hey, you should read this script, you're a Disney guy. And I read it and it was awesome, and then it got picked up for a movie. Like, so I guess as soon as the script is written for a Disney movie, like an origin story, they'll do it. But I feel like a lot of people
lock it in the vault where they put their movies.
Their old movies for 10 years.
There is a vault somewhere. I know it.
I've seen the vault. It's on Disney Studios.
It does exist.
It does exist. And apparently, like, I think Disney's whole aspect is like, if someone writes the script, we'll do it. And it kind of works out for them. That's what Pete Docter said to me directly about Monsters University. He said, yeah, if we have a sequel to Monsters, Inc., we'll make it. But we don't have a script yet. So maybe...
They're waiting on the script.
That
has to be good enough.
That and also I think that this story, like Walt Disney's origin story, is more known than this story.
The title, too, is kind of random.
Yeah. Who's Mr. Banks?
He's the main character of not main character, but he's the father in Mary Poppins.
Okay. Oh. You see, I didn't know what it was about when I heard the title.
Until I saw that one.
Why don't you put Walt Disney and then I'll know what
or
it
like
is.
Mary Poppins or something.
Yeah.
Making says, Mary Poppins.
Yeah, a documentary and then just put it on Netflix.
The Flying Umbrella. Yeah.
Or they should call it like Supercalifragilistic.
Expialidocious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a great title.
That would be
but
a
I was
title.
Thinking, you said that about the Monsters, Inc., sequel or something. Have they ever made a movie where they made the movie and they made a prequel and then they made a sequel?
I think that's they're doing for
Avatar. Is there a movie
Avatar.
Like that? Is that what they're doing? They're making a prequel?
I know.
I thought they're two and three.
James Cameron said he had a prequel planned and a sequel planned.
James Cameron
I know there was a
crazy person now. I'm convinced he's just an insane person.
Hey, he made Terminator 2.
He also made Titanic.
That was awesome.
Yes, that was awesome too.
And he went in his little one-man ship and went down to the bottom
awesome,
of the sea.
Awesome. That's the awesomest thing ever.
I think I thought he just financed that thing. I don't think.
No, he went down.
No, he was the guy in the boat.
Yeah.
What a crazy person.
He's crazy. Yeah, he has the money.
Did he do that right before Avatar came out or something? I think he finished Avatar, and then he's like, I'm going down to the sea.
He's like, my life
so
is not going to get any
if
better.
If he dies, then he would be okay with it.
Yeah. He'd be like, I made an awesome 3D
Avatar.
Movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, we'll see how it comes out. It's coming out on Christmas, so look forward to that. I look forward to it. There's a lot of movies on Christmas, though.
I don't want
to
make the joke.
What? We can make
it. No. I'm not doing it.
You're like, oh, another Jewish guy's ruining Christmas or something? Are you going to say something like that?
Something along that line.
Okay.
You got the gist of it.
Bond 24, the next Bond movie. Sam Mendes said that he was going to direct it, and Daniel Craig will be in it.
Awesome.
Do you like Daniel Craig as a James Bond?
Yeah.
Is he your favorite James Bond?
Yeah, but I forgot the other guy's name.
I like Pierce Brosnan more.
No, I like the really old
Sean Connery.
No,
Roger
no.
Moore.
Roger Moore, yeah. Roger Moore's my favorite.
You're cool. Mike, who's your favorite James Bond?
I'm not a huge Bond guy. I've only seen like.
Are they still on Netflix?
Two of
I
the
know a lot of them were on Netflix.
I think I've seen two of the movies like start to finish.
That's it.
Like, yeah, I definitely haven't seen any more than that. I've seen bits and pieces of other. other James Bond films, but I haven't. I don't know. I don't know why I never got into it. It's just there's so many of them.
There yeah, are that's a lot.
It's like a lot.
I heard, or I read about that, like Henry Cavill.
Mm-hmm.
He was up oh, against yeah. Daniel Craig to be James Bond.
I heard about that too.
And then he didn't get it, but then he said if Daniel Craig retires from it, then he'd still want to do it.
I don't think after, could you imagine I don't think that? After being Superman, no. he would.
Yeah, that's true.
I think now that you're Superman, you're going to hold on. I would hold on to Superman as when you become one of these characters, you got to stay them forever.
Which is why the Superman curse exists. Because there's a curse that says once you're Superman, no one else will cast you.
That's kind of true. Like Tom Welling, what else are you doing? Yeah. He's done a couple other movies, but he's not doing anything.
Brendan Routh, what else is he doing?
Exactly. I saw him on Chuck one time, and I was like, wow, Superman's on Chuck.
I saw him very on...
Very weird. Kristen, make a porno. Kristen Crook, or what's her name?
Yeah, Kristen Crook, yeah.
Crook, yeah, she was also on Chuck. I guess everybody goes to Chuck.
Yeah.
If you're on,
and then that show
associated
died.
Associated with Superman. It did.
Superman curse hit that show, too.
So you had too many Superman characters on here. Mm-hmm.
So Vin Diesel continued his talks, and he tweeted about it with Marvel. And then that led to a lot of speculation. A lot of stupid okay. speculation.
Very stupid
head.
Speculation.
His tweet was along the lines of, like, thank you guys for... Or it wasn't a tweet. I think it was from is on his Facebook fan page or whatever. And he's like, thank you guys for pushing me to do this and pushing them to, like, talk to me. You guys know how tunnel-visioned I get when I start my work. I'll let you know how it goes. So people are like, he said the word vision. He must be the vision.
That's stupid logic.
That is really dumb logic.
He must be the tunnel.
He must be the tunnel the maker. Tunnel. There's a character that's named the tunnel, right?
Yeah. Probably somewhere in obscurity.
Yeah. So here are some better guesses that I think I might be able to add to the table. Well, that are common sense. A lot of people are adding these to the table. Rocket Raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy, voice actor work. Vin Diesel, excellent voice actor. Mm-hmm. He was in The Iron Giant. He was The Iron Giant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or he could be Ant-Man. It's a man that's supposed to be very strong and he can turn small. Not sure how that would go, but who knows. He could be Thanos. If they went a CGI route for Thanos, they could still have him as the voice actor and that would be very believable. Thanos is very large and scary. Vin Diesel is very large and scary.
But I was thinking when I started hearing this Vin Diesel talk, how much money does Vin Diesel command? Does he think he's big because of the Fast and Furious movie?
I don't think so. Okay. I think he knows he's small because he's the Fast and Furious.
I feel like
Furious
he's
movies.
A humble man.
Okay. Okay. That's what I was thinking. Because he did. Like,
he's like, I just want to work out. Can I work out when I'm doing this? They're like, yeah, you can do whatever you want when you're voice acting.
Yeah, because when he's doing all these...
We can set it up in the gym if you want.
When he's doing all these tweets and, like, talking about Marvel, it sounds like it's something he really wants to do. I like when the guys really want to do
something.
And I love when he's, like, honest with his fans. Like, I know freaking people on Twitter that never reply to their fans.
Yeah.
And I'm like, screw you. Kevin Smith is awesome. He, like, favorites my tweets when I tweet at him. He, like, that's really cool. Stan Lee mentioned, like, talks to his fans all the time. But then there's, like, some celebrities. I'm like, get off your high horse.
Yeah.
You're no one special.
But they are.
No, they're not. I can't remember who.
Seems like you want to name names.
Most of them.
I can't name names right now. But I remember one time I tweeted whatever happened to the yellow Fanta girl. And she tweeted me.
Oh.
I didn't mention her. And she tweeted back at me and followed me. So that was really cool.
Awesome. Well, that means she's obviously searching yellow Fanta girl.
Yeah, she's
who's
desperate.
Tweeting.
And she like tweeted like two tweets at me. And she like told me her whole career since then.
Oh.
So that was really cool.
Don't
so
you,
it only took up
wanna?
Two tweets?
Huh?
It only took up two tweets.
Yeah.
Don't you wanna?
Good for her.
She took me...
I miss those commercials.
Yeah, those are really
They
good.
Need to put those commercials back.
I know. Fanta would probably start selling again.
Yeah. Because those were always on before movies during the first look. And I was like...
Yeah.
I like these
And we saw the first look yesterday and it was just pure commercials. It was like...
Yeah.
The M&M meatloaf commercial, which is him singing, I'll do anything for love. It's not M&M meatloaf.
But
that sounds gross. That sounds disgusting.
M&M meatloaf.
Yeah, so
we'll see where the Vin Diesel talks go.
Yeah, I would like to see him. Maybe he'll be an Iron Man villain. I could see him as an Iron Man villain.
As the Iron Giant.
Has he ever been a villain? I don't think he's been a villain.
Chronicles of Riddick, he's kind of like an anti-hero.
Yeah.
That's different than a villain.
I think he could be
a
good Punisher.
Yeah,
does he have hair or does he just like shave his head?
That'd be weird.
I don't think he doesn't have hair. Or he shouldn't have hair. He does.
That'd be so weird looking.
Yeah.
It's like whenever Bruce Willis puts on a wig in a movie or something. I'm like, what are you like, doing, Bruce
totally
Willis?
It totally takes you out of it.
Like, what are you doing?
Let's see. I'm going to look up bald Marvel villains. And then we'll think about who we can be. Oh, there's actually a picture of Vin Diesel in here, so.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh, never mind. Wade Wilson. There's a lot of... Yeah, that's Deadpool. Yeah, what if they wanted to replace Deadpool with...
He's not Marvel, though, anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In the movie world.
Yeah. You are correct.
I hate having to separate these movie world with the comic world and the...
So there's 1,431, so I'm just going to read through that list really long. I'm just kidding. I'm just going
to
read through
and the
really
rest
quick.
Of the podcast will be... Rest.
I'd like to see him not get typecasted.
Yeah. You think he'd be a good villain?
Yeah.
What I could about... see him as a villain for sure.
Yeah. So that'd be really cool. Day of the Dead, George A. Romero's movie, which I think they remade before. They're doing another remake, a reboot. Have you seen the first one, Brian?
No.
Was made for $3 million, and it went on to gross like a lot of money. Second one was awesome because they made it, if I'm thinking of the right movie... Was that the one where they're in the mall?
You've not seen this movie.
Okay, so I think it's the one where they're in the mall and they make these two awesome trucks and they're zombie killing trucks. Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't help.
So yeah, they're gonna try to make another movie to make up some money. I don't know who's making it or anything.
Isn't that what they're all doing?
Yeah. Totally.
Why are we rebooting Spider-Man? To make some money. Oh, good enough.
Because we realize Tobey Maguire is not a good Spider-Man. Oh, okay. Can't we just make a movie where the suit just consumes him? Well, we kind of did that with the third one. Didn't really work too well, because whenever he was out of the suit, he wanted to do weird things.
Yeah, they're like...
What if Tobey Maguire made all those demands? He's like, I want a scene... Well, I've been practicing piano. Can I put that in the movie somewhere? He's like, I'm not making a third movie unless...
Once he got to the third movie, he
he's like, I'm not making a third movie unless I can play the piano. I've been asking for it for two movies. You guys never let me do it. I'm doing it in this movie.
He's like, now I have all the leverage, because you need me as Spider-Man.
You think you're just gonna replace me with the guy? You might as well try to replace me with the British guy.
That wants to be gay.
Yeah, that wants to be a gay Spider-Man. 5 years later. So I think a gay Spider-Man would work. Michael B. Jordan could be my love interest. Let's have an interracial couple. An interracial gay couple as our main superhero. Like, that's insanity.
They're putting that into the algorithm. They're like, people aren't gonna watch this.
They're like,
damn you, Matt.
Either we'll get the fringes, or we'll get the whole demographic. Let's see which one works. Yeah, so that's all the movie news we have, I think, right?
Yeah.
I guess Agent Carter, they're making a Marvel short on Agent Carter, who's Peggy Carter from Captain America. That's going to be with Iron Man 3 on Blu-ray and HD digital download.
When they say, it's like a... Do you guys ever see that short on the Avengers? There's like a DVD on the Avengers, and it's like a little short of after the Avengers, these like two criminals, they find one of those weapons from the Chitauri. Is that what they are? The aliens? They find one of those weapons, they start like robbing banks and stuff, and they just shoot it. And then eventually, like at the end of it, these like SHIELD agents come in, and they they get these guys, and they take, because they're trying to recover all the weapons so they don't get into the wrong hands. So it's it's a short on the Avengers DVD.
Like, how long do you think it was?
It's a...
like five,
seven,
minutes,
8 minutes.
7, 8 minutes.
Yeah,
sure.
It's pretty short.
So
but
probably
it's really cool.
Yeah, it's probably like that.
I like those little things.
It shows a heartbroken Peggy Carter after Captain America.
Sad.
I know, you just see her at the dance waiting.
I'm really excited.
You just see her Saturday night at the dance.
She's like
waiting.
Dancing by herself.
I'm interested.
And then Billy
Idol
comes up and he's like, "Hey, that love." Billy Idol, he has a song called "Dancing." Okay, "Dancing with Myself."
Random.
Okay, I thought that was appropriate.
Okay,
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
So now we're done with movie news, and we're over an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh,
remember,
God.
A long time ago, we thought our podcast would be like, "Oh, it's only an hour. Like, we'll fit an hour, and then we'll be good." Now we're only like movie news is our main thing, and that's an hour
exactly.
At least. Whenever we get off on tangents.
It is a slow week, too.
Yeah. Oh, some TV news. Netflix is in talks with the people from Arrested Development about a season 2.
Oh, yeah. They got to do it differently, though.
They have to go back to how it was.
They're not...
No more weird character episodes.
I don't want to focus on one guy. I don't want to see the same scene four times.
Yeah.
It's like, I saw this already.
And then speaking of Netflix, Orange is the New Black premiered this week. I have not watched it. I turned it on when my mom was in the room, and there was a lesbian scene right there in the first 5 minutes. Actually, like the first minute of the show.
So, that's how it starts, I think.
Yeah, it was like, that got turned. My mom's like, what are you watching? And I'm like, it's a new show on Netflix. And she's like, don't you have any shame watching this in front of your mother? And I was like, I didn't know it was on this.
That was just like Weeds. They start you off slow in Weeds.
Yeah, like, well, it makes sense because the lesbian relationship was when she was in prison. So
that's true.
If you haven't seen Weeds, go back and... No, don't watch it. I'm going to honestly recommend it.
Yeah, don't
this go back. This podcast has standards.
If you want to watch the first season of Weeds, go ahead,
I guess. Then stop.
But then you have to control yourself. You can't be like...
You can't wonder what happens to any of the characters. They all die.
I wish.
Your wish.
I wish.
In my eyes, they all died.
I think they all died. Like, as soon as they left, they actually died in that fire. They're not alive.
And that's all like a weird heroin dream.
Yeah, it's not real.
Yeah.
Ah.
FXX is coming out soon. It's FX's new channel. They said they're going to have three channels, FX, FXX, and FXM. Does that confuse you at all, Brian?
Yeah.
I find it very confusing as well.
What's FXM?
That one's for older people, ages mature? Like 30. No.
Wait, that's not the movie channel they have right now?
Oh,
I think that is
the movie channel.
FXM is what... I think it's regular FX is for older people.
Okay. So FXX is...
Because FXM
18...
they have right now, and it's just movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
FX... Is it DVD FX... on TV or just movies?
Some of them might be DVD on TV. I think regular FX shows DVD on TV movies. FXM just shows... FX movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think this new FXX is just gonna shift over like Louie and Always Sunny and stuff. And like, even though I feel like those are their biggest shows, or like the shows they're gonna put on FXX are like their biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they're gonna keep American Horror Story on FX and stuff, so I don't know. It seems very strange. I don't know if... I mean, they do have a lot of content, so I think they have enough to do it.
Okay, but, so FX is for 18 to 49. Very specific with 49. They're like, 50-year-olds need not apply. You can go get your senior citizens discount at Denny's. FXX, that was FX. FXX is 18 to 34.
Okay.
And then...
So...
Yeah.
Doesn't that demo just overlap with other ones?
Yeah, it does. But
it's a huge overlap. So that's what they said about some of their TV shows. Or they're like, oh yeah, some of our TV shows are going to overlap where you'll be able to watch It's Always Sunny on both channels.
I don't know
how
that works.
That's going to be really weird. And then they're like...
I'm guessing one will be for new and then they'll show reruns sometimes.
Yeah, they'll be like,
yeah, probably.
And then another thing they said is like, oh yeah, we will have like competing programming, but we don't think it's going to cannibalize itself. So they're going to put The League, which is a show I thoroughly enjoy. And Michael enjoys it as well. I'm not going to speak for Brian because I don't think he's ever... Mm-hmm. Nope.
No.
It's on Netflix. You should watch it.
You pretty much have to play fantasy football.
Yeah, you have to play fantasy football to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then that's going up against American Horror Story on regular FX.
That's so weird. Why?
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, because what they're saying is it's 18 to 49, so there is crossover.
Yeah.
So
they're like, oh yeah, we don't view it as self-cannibalization. That's a weird thought. I just had a weird thought of someone eating their own arm. Self-cannibalization. They're like... It's not competing shows. And I was like, well, I watch both of those shows.
Like, therefore, it's competing.
So it is competing.
Yeah, that's weird.
They don't really seem like they know what they're doing right now. It seems very...
Yeah, like when I heard about this idea, I was like, did someone just throw that out? And they're like, let's do it. We have a lot of programming, which they do.
They do have. And it's all good programming. Like Sons of Anarchy's on there. It's Always Sunny,
Always Sunny,
The League, Wilfred.
The Americans.
They have that one show with the... I think this is a guy from Wilfred. They have that new show. They have Totally Biased. They have Brand X. Totally Biased is going to be every day now.
They have The League, we said.
I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, so I guess...
Verified, something?
Yeah, I think they're just doing it because they have so much programming that it's a lot to fit that all on one channel. I mean, you can do it, but I think they'd rather show reruns, a lot more reruns of their old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, so it's like...
I mean, that's fine.
Oh, and they have anger management. Justified.
Yeah,
legit. Okay, so here are the shows that are moving to FXX. I found a list of that. So, it's Always Sunny. Know. The League. Legit. Totally Biased. That's it. So, these are the shows that aren't moving. Is Sons of Anarchy, Justified, American Horror Story, The Americans, The Bridge, Louis, Wilfred, Anger Management, Archer, and then really? Sports Programming.
I feel like Louis and...
I feel like Louis would go Wilfred, good on FXX. I feel like
Wilfred would definitely.
Yeah.
I can't see anybody over 50 liking Wilfred.
I'm shocked Anger Management even got renewed for that. Yeah. News.
That's like the one show I'm not watching on
FXX. And I'm surprised Archer is also not on FXX.
Yeah. I think eventually they're shifting some. They're testing it out.
Yeah. This thing...
They're like, well, Always Sunny's credible, so we'll put it over there. I think they're just testing stuff out.
This launches on September 2nd. This is going to be... It's replacing Fox Soccer. But, for obvious reasons in America.
Are these channels going to be like the same channels? Are they going to be far apart? Because I always find it difficult to find like FX and FX Movie Channel. Are far, well, I have DirecTV. Everyone has different channels, I guess.
Yeah, for
DirecTV. But I like when they're all next to each other.
On DirecTV, it's going to be channel 619.
Oh, okay. That's Fox Soccer Channel now.
On Dish Network, it's going to be channel 390. Yeah.
It's so confusing when it's thrown all over the place, though.
On cable, it says check local listings.
I mean, you only have to do it one time where you record the new ones, but still, that one time.
So I guess the most important news of this is if you DVR like the subscription to It's Always Sunny, The League, Legit, or any of the FXX shows, make sure you transition that and redo
it. Is that how it works?
When it goes
to a new channel, you have to...
When my setting is always new on like this specific channel because sometimes they screw up. Yeah.
It's like the first time we're showing it on this channel is new, technically.
So it will say new on that channel. So then I guess do that. So yeah, I guess we'll see how it works out for them.
Good luck.
On Nerdist podcast with Charlie Day, they are promoting Pacific Rim, and he was also talking about how they shoot It's Always Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh yeah, you can do whatever you want. That's how FX's approaches to everything. So like Louis took like a year off. They don't really care. They're like, oh, whatever. Just
there's no like contract like.
Yeah,
like you need to do three seasons.
They like give them a bunch of money and they're like, okay, make a show with this. They're not like, okay, what do you...
And they apparently don't even pre-screen like...
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they pre-screen like maybe like a week before it airs or something, but they don't like edit any of his junk unless it's like they have to censor or whatever.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. I think that's really cool.
That's very artistic freedom.
Especially for like Fox, which is like notorious for like censoring and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the FX, which is owned by Fox.
Yeah, that's why I was describing it as like they're like stepbrother or something. Like they're in the same family, but they seem completely different.
It's entities. Like the Fredo of the Fox family.
Yeah.
If Fredo was actually very successful. I don't know how many people have seen The Godfather, but that is not
the case. I think a lot of people have seen The Godfather. Yeah. I haven't actually, but I'm sure a lot of people have.
Next up, George R. R. Was it George R. R. Martin? Is it just one R or two?
Two R.
Two R's. George R. R. Martin. The writer of the Game of Thrones, he said what the real Iron Throne looks like. Now, I've been meaning to get into the Game of Thrones. I watched the first few episodes and then I got confused because there's a lot of white people in it and they confuse me. Not all of them, but it's just like past, very pale fantasy when there's only white people and then there's like all have a bunch of big storylines going through. I get really confused. I was like, I need like five tops, which is Arrested Development. It's like, five major storylines. And I'm cool, but like if you can't give me like eight storylines and just throw them at me and be like, oh yeah, and P.S. there's a midget in here, then I get really confused because I'm like, my focus is all over the place. So he said what the Iron Throne really looks like in his imagination. And if you've seen the Iron Throne, it looks pretty badass on the TV show. It's like a throne, it's like a chair, and there's swords everywhere out of it. But this new Iron Throne, that he thinks it looks like, is like a throne and there's steps up to the throne which are built of swords. Yeah. And then there's sword. It's just like a mountain. It's on a mountain of swords.
It's a lot more epic.
It's so epic. And I was just like, because I think you can buy the real one from HBO for like $15,000 or something, or $5,000. Some insane price. And shipping is like another $2,000. And I was like, I would buy this. I guess I need to start buying a bunch of swords and building an Iron Throne in my house. That's what I need to do. Maybe this podcast will take off. Send me money for the Iron Throne. And recognize your king. King Dhruv. I like that idea. That sounds really dope, actually. If you donate money, I'll let you sit and take a picture on it.
Wow, so nice.
Yeah. Okay. If you live in the Southern Orange, if you're willing to travel here, I'm not going to fly you out. That's ridiculous. Unless you do. Horrible. If you buy me the throne, I will fly you out and you can sleep on the throne for like as long as you want to stay here.
Why don't they just buy the throne for themselves?
Because they already have one, Brian. And they're like, how can I make... I was going to like donate this money to like an Indian kid.
How could they sleep on it?
Or they could sleep in like the studio where we record.
But they already have one. Why would they come to take a picture?
You're not thinking this through.
I'll buy you a bag of Reese's Pieces.
That's the kicker.
There's the kicker. You can't do that yourself.
I already kind of advertised that people getting you the comic book thing. No one wanted it.
I know. These people. I was going to talk to people the comic book store. No, I found out it's 24 karat gold. Also, the gold, the gold one. It's like coated with gold. Whoa. Like it's gold.
That's cool.
And only 1,000 are made. And I was like, I really want one. I found one on eBay for $400. It's a pre-order.
Wow.
So, yeah, if you're going to Comic-Con, I still want the gold and white Power Ranger Morpher. So,
let's see. Mark the time. 126.
Around the same time as last episode. I think it was 121 last episode. Like so, yeah. Let's get back down to the bee's knees, or the business, as they say. We saw the new episode of Gravity Falls.
Yes.
We saw it a long time ago, unfortunately.
It was awesome.
But yeah, it aired tonight and amazing. Amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, they go into Grunkle
Stan's
dreams.
This show is awesome.
If you haven't seen the show yet, why are you not doing that? Why are you depriving yourself from enjoyment? Do you not enjoy being happy? Huh? That's my question to you.
We live in a world with Gravity Falls. It's time to watch it. It's time to watch
it. You probably hate ice cream, too. Unless you're lactose intolerant, which is understandable.
We talk about Gravity Falls every episode, and that's Disney.
That is Disney, so yes.
We talk about
Disney.
Well,
we do talk to
this
Disney.
This is pretty much like almost like Destiny pizzas, more like Disney pizzas. Which aren't that great. They're very expensive at Pizza Port.
I went like a couple years ago, because I remember going as a child going there. It's gross, but it's like...
But you're Disneyland, so you're
Pizza
like,
Port is always
all right,
Pizza
I'm
Port
at Disneyland.
Yeah, Pizza Port is good. You know what's better than Pizza Port? Pizza Planet. Doesn't exist. It's only in Toy Story. It
doesn't exist? They haven't made that yet?
No, but I've seen the truck, which is awesome. I've seen the truck. It's like, I think it just says Yo. They took the Toyota and they just put Yo. Yeah.
Awesome.
I think that's how it is in the movie.
So yeah, Gravity Falls. What do you guys think? Second to last episode, one more episode left.
Yeah, there's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, there's a cliffhanger.
Part two, yeah.
Two-part episode.
I don't know what's going to happen.
You're
might,
scared.
For all I know, they might kill them all off. I don't know.
They're like, there's no point.
Like, people aren't getting the memo that the show is awesome. It'll become a cult classic if they cancel it now.
Yeah, once they kill
it's
him.
All inside, what's his name? What's the pig's name?
Waddles?
Yeah, it's all inside Waddles' brain. For those of you who were like wondering, like, what is a Saint Elsewhere? What is that reference? It's all the whole show, the season or the series finale.
Are we gonna spoil that?
Yeah, I'm gonna spoil it.
We didn't want to spoil it last time.
This is where Denzel Washington got his start. I'm gonna spoil it.
Okay, this is a spoiler for Saint Elsewhere's. Everyone, that's a hot show that happened in the past.
It took place in like the 70s.
Be aware. All right, go spoil it.
So the series finale, it was like Christmas or something, and it's all in the brain of like their mentally handicapped son. And he has a snow globe with Saint Elsewhere, and like the doctor just walks into the room, and I guess like that was his first day of work, and like the kid imagines what it's like.
Yeah,
it's
so it was like the show never happened.
Yeah,
it's
pretty much the show was all in the mind of like a mentally handicapped kid playing with the snow
globe.
That's
pretty much a famous call, like shows always talk about how it just never happened or like when it was in somebody's dream. That's pretty much
pretty much
the show that.
This
actually
is the show
that
started
that, actually
it. Yeah.
Did that. Because everyone says, Maybe they, maybe like when like Lost was out there, like, oh, maybe some, it was someone's dream the whole time or something.
Like maybe someone's like falling asleep on the plane.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Dominic Monaghan's like heroin dream.
Yeah. But people always say stuff like that. Well, that's like kind of.
It's from here.
Yeah. Did they plan that for the St. Elsewhere thing?
What?
That it was all along, it was in his
I mind. Have no idea. It seemed like a very like stupid thing to my.
Yeah.
It's Dallas also did the same thing. We're just talking about old TV shows. Dallas did that with one season when one of the characters died. It turns out the whole thing was a dream. Like the series premiere, the next season premiere, the character wakes up and he's like, oh my God.
So ridiculous.
That was crazy.
Could you imagine if a show did that now where like, say...
There would be like revolts.
People would freak out. There'd be like Kickstarters. People would start Kickstarters.
Yeah.
And like, they were like tweets, like crazy.
Like, burn this last episode.
People
let's live.
Everywhere.
The real world was up until this point. And
yeah.
Then,
if only people did that about Heroes.
Fans do that. They're just like, nope, our fandom's just going to not count this episode as
real. Well,
yeah, as canon.
Canon, yeah. It's just like,
okay. It's true though. I would be so pissed if they like did that to one of my favorite shows.
It'd be cooler if they did that with Avengers 2, if they just kill off all the Avengers, and then Avengers 3, they just go, like, all Phase the Phase 3. 3 movies don't have any of the Avengers in them, and then Avengers 3, you just see Tony Stark waking up, and he's like, what the fuck just happened?
That's what they're probably gonna do if it, like, fails with all these people that we don't know.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the test for Avengers isn't really this cycle through Avengers 2. It's Phase 3.
Yeah,
that's the test,
that's
yeah.
When we're like, Ant-Man, what the Doctor Strange, what is this?
Who are these characters?
Black Panther, what are you doing?
Yeah, so
where's the Hulk?
Mark Ruffalo's just like not the Hulk the whole movie.
He's like,
they go for like
Bruce
a very
Banner the entire
yeah,
movie.
They go for like a very Iron Man 3 type feel. Yeah. Where he's just like not the character. He's like
he never becomes the Hulk. They should make a Bruce Banner movie. He's never the Hulk.
Yeah.
Just the life of Bruce Banner. What he's if like, they... I can't be angry.
He's like,
I can't.
I'm calm. I'm happy now. He like dates someone and he gets really happy. He's never angry. And he's like, oh, I have nothing to complain about, you guys. Life is good. You're just like hanging out at, like S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything. He's like, oh, it's cool. You know, nothing's really going bad. He's really just happy with his life. So yeah, go watch Gravity Falls if you haven't already. Tell us what you think about it. And yeah. Get ready. 2 weeks. Last
two
episode.
Weeks, last one.
I think it's either 2 weeks or 3 weeks. They're trying to kill us here.
Making us wait. And they're like, okay, here's one episode. Wait a couple weeks.
Here's another episode. I'm burping like crazy.
Here's another one. And then the season's over.
But I think the new season's going to start pretty soon because it's been over a year
yeah,
since season one started.
I feel like they're going to be like, every 3 weeks they're going to play an episode. So it lasts the whole year.
Yeah, but it's just one season.
Yeah, but it just takes...
It's really like the show never ends.
Yeah.
You
only know it's a new season because they tell you it is.
Yeah. That's what they used to do, like old cartoons. The seasons would just be like 60 episodes
it's
long.
It's like Power Rangers.
Yeah, they show it every day.
Ended. That or Pokemon
they,
and stuff like that.
What if
like
they
that?
Did that new episodes every day?
That's what Power
oh,
Rangers did.
Oh, God, I would love that. It's coming home
Power
from school.
Power Rangers, yeah,
so
they would
great.
Show two episodes in like... The second episode would be the new one, and the first episode would always be the episode
so
the
day
before
the
episode.
Before, yeah.
So beautiful.
So that was awesome.
That is great. I don't think they do that with anything.
I used to wake up at like 6 a.m. to watch Pokemon, which was on at 6:30 on Warner Brothers? On
yeah, WB.
There's so many shows that I watch like right before school, and I only watch them because they're on right before school.
Yeah.
So I end up watching all these shows. Like,
I used to watch this weird show called How, and it was like a British scientific show. Mm-hmm. They taught you all these cool experiments and stuff. That was
oh,
weird.
Yeah,
weird
I
trip.
Watched a lot of weird shows.
And it was like, there were 15-minute episodes, and there were two of them, and they were on. It was on Noggin. Do you guys remember that?
Noggin. Yeah, Noggin.
Which was the N now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched a show called Coach, and it was with Craig T. Nelson, and he was just like a coach of a football team, but you never really, they didn't focus on the football team. They just focused on his life.
That's really strange.
It's a weird show.
That reminds me of The Jersey, but not. Which is also
oh the Jersey
show.
I like that
remember
show.
The show the Jersey on Disney Channel. It's where these it was like a group of friends.
It's, they hang out for Monday night. They call it Monday Night Football Club.
Yeah, and they'd wear like this old jersey they found in an attic, and when they wore it, they would transform into an athlete.
They transport into the body of like say like it's some athlete, some football player or something like in the real world at that time.
Yeah, So I wonder what is happening with the person that's wearing the jersey. I assume they're just like dead weight, just like passed out in the jersey.
They're like, what's this guy doing?
The parent walks in and is like, what is going on here? Like, that kid is clearly on drugs. Like,
but then like that show got weird because later in
they like stopped doing just sports. They're like, it was like, oh, Tony Hawk.
Oh, they could hop into anybody. And then also they figured out they could turn inside out and then they would just get the powers of somebody.
What?
And instead of transforming their body, they would just themselves. It's like a sprinter. They would be really fast if they put it inside out. It was like, it's really strange. They really jumped the shark. And yeah. I was like, I still like that show a lot though.
Yeah, that was a really cool.
Probably
show.
Could find it somewhere.
Let's see. Agent Coulson's death is going to be explained in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They said that. They didn't say when.
I'm trying to figure out how it's going to be explained.
It was all a dream. Very simple.
Maybe they had some medicine that healed him. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, S.H.I.E.L.D. could probably do anything.
Like, so. I'm guessing they get something.
They got from the aliens.
Yeah, alien technology. I don't know.
They turned out if they found out if you turn the gun thing around and touch him with it,
but
it heals him.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have the power to bring the dead to life.
In my mind, it lessens Avengers just a wee little bit.
Yeah. Or it's a modified super serum. Little bit.
Yeah. Maybe they try to make it.
That's what
they've been trying to do that with the Hulk, and he just turned to the Hulk.
That'd be cool if Agent Coulson got some powers.
But I do like Agent Coulson a lot, so.
Yeah. So anything to bring him back. How do you guys feel about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Every time I see it, I think like some of the special effects look a little bit off.
Well, it does, but show. I'm still really excited.
Yeah.
I still like, I mean, I'm not expecting it to be like a superhero thing. I'm expecting just an agent show, like an FBI type agent show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's TV special effects, so it's like even in Smallville, the special effects weren't good at all, really.
Yeah.
But like, they were just, it was like, okay, whatever.
But it was
like,
good enough.
Yeah. TV can't do the same thing.
Because we're in that world that we get to be. There's like
Marvel at least I'm in the Marvel universe. Yeah. And they will say something about the Avengers, probably. Agent Coulson's in it. So
I want to see a lot of like cameos. That would be cool.
Yeah. I don't think we'll get made a lot of those, though.
Probably not, but
I just want I just want a hint of a mention somewhere in there. Like in different places. Just say, I don't know, anything.
That'd be cool.
I just like the whole being in. I like being when it's a consistent universe when you're like in that same universe. Like that's why I wish you can get X-Men and Spider-Man and stuff, because it would be awesome.
Yeah,
but like the fact that we have all these Avengers together, at least we're all in the same universe. If these characters were like, if each superhero had a different studio, that'd be like ridiculous.
It'd be
like, say Hulk had his own, like, see, instead of having the Marvel universe, you would have just like Hulk is owned by a studio. Iron Man's owned by a studio, and you have to collaborate and stuff. And I'm just glad, like, at least you own a bunch of characters and you can put them all together.
And like, Avengers is possible because of that.
Yeah, because they all own the rights. It's all about the rights to the characters.
I think that's it for TV. Let's move on to. This is like, we never talk about apps. We talked about apps last week. Go download it if you haven't downloaded it yet. Name That. It's our friend's app. It's pretty cool. I think it's two words. It's pretty fun. But the app that I'm really excited about, me and Mike used to play this game for...
So fun. We played all the versions.
All the time.
Like 3D. We played the regular one, we played a lot, but we played that 3D one.
Armageddon, really cool. We played a lot. Yeah, 3D, which is like a third person
shooter. It's actually...
It's called Worms. So Worms 3 got announced. It's going to be exclusively on mobile, and it's on iOS devices soon. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I really love Worms.
If someone, first person to tweet at the podcast and follow, I'll gift you the app. I'll follow you back. You can DM me your email, and I'll give you the app for free when it comes out. All you have to do is comment Daft Punk, and then people will be like, what? That makes no sense.
Be like, get lucky.
Comment Concrete Donkey.
Yes.
And then
I love the Concrete Donkey.
Either Concrete Donkey or Holy Hand Grenade, and you'll get the app for free. First person to do that. Actually, first three people to do that. I have faith in my listeners. Tweet that. Even if you don't have a Twitter, make a Twitter. What are you doing in the Stone Age? Make a Twitter and follow @DestinyPizzas and tweet Holy Hand Grenade, or Concrete Donkey. Yeah, so that game's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I love Worms. So,
have you ever played Worms?
No.
It's like a turn-based it's really game. It's on one, like a single field view, and you like shoot your enemies, and you have like a team of worms.
Yeah, sometimes you can shoot like regular grenades, you can shoot bombs.
You can call in airstrikes, which like, drop gasoline.
You can move your worm, like you have like
you only five control worms. One at a time, though.
Yeah, you
control, was like, it a computer game?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes you can like move your worm and shoot like shoot rope and get across the screen and like
or
you
teleport.
Get like a baseball bat or a sword or something and hit the other worm and hit him into the water or something and kill him.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's pretty fun.
And you could like customize your team and name all the worms. Yeah. You had like five worms.
You can make them have different accents and
so like mine would always have like German accents. Or no, they'd have mobster accents. It looked like the mobsters, and then I'd name them after the Rat Packs, and then there'd be one named
Drew.
You
can put like when they die, you have their graves. You can customize their grave. Yeah,
so you can be like a little like a candle, or it could be like a giant ornate tomb and stuff. It's a pretty cool game. So I'm excited. I want to see how deep I can get into this. So I remember first three people because it's Worms 3. Just tweet us.
Three.
Comics. There's some comic book news this week. Batman 22, which is issue 2 of Year Zero. God, that's complicated.
A lot of numbers.
Yeah. Came out. It's getting pretty awesome. And then Superman Unchained 2 came out this week. So that's pretty awesome as well. And then also Amazon.com said they're coming out with their own comic publishing company, which will publish paper and digital comics. And I think Alan Moore signed on for it, and George R. R. Martin. The Game of Thrones comic book is going to be through him or through them.
Cool.
So that's something to check out. If you're at Comic-Con, enjoy next week. We will not be there because we already started the podcast after their press deadline. So hopefully next year. Hopefully. Spread the word.
We can hope.
When you're at Comic-Con and there's a lull and someone talks about podcasts, mention us. Maybe we'll get some more listeners. And then we'll actually be able to be at Comic-Con next year. And then who knows, maybe one day we'll have a panel at Comic-Con. And Brian will be there. And we'll have pizza. We'll give people give away free pizza.
Of course.
With stuffed crust. Because Brian will be there.
Yeah. If he's not there, we won't have it. If he is there, we will have it.
So... make sure Brian is there at least.
So we have to get him there. Yeah. That's the thing.
Is, if Brian is only there, you guys will only get string cheese.
Exactly. You don't even get the pizza anymore.
You don't even get the pizza. So Netflix recommendations. I'll go first. My recommendation is Battle Royale. It's kind of like Lord of the Flies with Japanese kids and guns. And it's awesome.
I heard it was like Hunger Games.
Yeah, Hunger Games was based on it, kind of. The author of Hunger Games said like, yeah, that was a big inspiration to me. It's kind of like a reality TV show thing. It's interesting. It's pretty very violent. And I found out recently that it's on 3D in Netflix. You can watch 3D movies. If you have it on a PS3 connected to a 3D TV, you can watch these movies in 3D. And Battle Royale is one of them. Also, I found out it was very controversial because in Japan, after the Battle Royale book came out, an 11-year-old girl stabbed a 12-year-old to death, and they like postponed the release of the movie because of that, because she said she read Battle Royale. And I was like, wow, crimes are really crazy in Japan. So yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. Mike, what's your recommendation? Brighten the mood
this week. My recommendation is The Nightmare Before Christmas. And you're saying, what, July? But this movie is good all time of year. I love this movie so much. You're saying you don't like claymation? This is the movie.
This isn't claymation. This is weird action animation.
This is still the movie you want to watch. It'll change your perspective. You don't like Tim Burton? He didn't even direct it. Watch this movie. This is the movie you'll like.
You're making too many assumptions.
Exactly.
You know what happens when you make an assumption? You make an ass out of you.
That's what happens.
And assumptions.
Exactly. So if you've never seen this movie before, you have to check it out. It's
a classic.
It changes everything. It's just amazing. It's just a movie you have to see.
Corpse Bride is kind of like a sequel.
Corpse Bride.
I guess.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. It's just the same style.
It's just about, like putting all the holidays in one basket and you're like all together in the same world. It's definitely worth watching.
Brian?
It's kind of, and kind of like, Jack, I was thought I was done, but no, like Jack Skellington's kind of like these guys are evil. They're Halloween creatures, but no, they're not. They're just trying to do their job. They do what they do because that's who they are. So it's kind of a story about like, he's kind of like an anti-hero because he's trying to, he's like ruining Christmas, but he's not. He's just trying to do the best he can.
He's so, trying to, he's just working with what he's got.
He's just doing what he's doing because he has to do it. Yeah. So definitely give that a watch.
Good Brian. Movie.
It's very good.
Okay, my Netflix rec this week is this movie called Butter.
What's this movie about, Brian?
It's this like indie film that Drew told me about.
Yeah, because I saw it on Netflix and I was like, this movie seems weird. I was like, who's in this movie? And it's like so many people in the movie.
Yeah, it's a pretty good cast.
Jennifer Garner, Olivia Wilde, Ty Burrell from Modern Family fame, and also National... What is it? Oh, my God.
What's he in?
National Treasure, too.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. He plays the same guy in Incredible Hulk. The Ed Norton. He's pretty much the same character.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. He played that character in like three different movies, I swear.
It's really
He's
strange.
Just like the weird...
He's typecast.
Like the boyfriend. He's like, yeah, he's like the boyfriend.
He was pretty much
pseudo
the same,
boyfriend. Yeah, you know him, but you've seen both those, right? He's pretty much the same guy in both those movies.
Yeah.
He's like Hugh Jackman's in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Hugh Jackman is in this movie. Yeah. And,
anyway, this movie's a butter sculpting competition. I read that was a parody of the 2008 elections.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
And yeah.
I didn't remember a stripper running in the 2008 elections.
Oh, you don't remember that?
Wait, the California elections, there was a porn star running. I remember that when Gray Davis got recalled.
That's true.
But yeah, I like indie films, so then I watched it and it's actually pretty good.
It's a pretty good movie.
Wait, is that what the little black girl, she represents Barack Obama?
I think so, yeah.
That is racist.
Like the underdog.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Hi. That's okay,
but
then.
She just happens to be.
And you're telling me Jennifer Gardner's the Hillary Clinton?
Oh, that makes sense too.
Or are you talking about the McCain?
She might have been McCain Palin.
Oh, I think the dumb girl is McCain. You know what I'm talking about? Kristen Schaal.
Kristen Schaal is in it.
Yeah.
She's also the voice of Mabel from Gravity Falls.
Yeah, she has a very recognizable voice.
She's also in Flight of the Conchords, which I watched a few days ago.
She also Despicable Me does the voice.
Yeah, she does the voice in Despicable Me too. Who was she in Despicable Me too?
She was that chick at the date.
Oh, yeah. She was like the New Jersey girl.
Yeah.
Which is weird because she was at the... Never mind. I'm not going to spoil it.
Yeah.
I was about to spoil something.
No, don't. No. Yeah. Spoiler free. Since
93. We only have 13 more minutes. You guys think of anything to talk about for 13 minutes to make this another 2-hour long episode?
Oh, God.
Music-wise... The Jay-Z album came out this week, and boy, is it awesome. Justin Timberlake is on there a lot. I like the first song a lot, which is Holy Grail. Let's see. I'm going to find some good songs on there, and I'll tell you my favorite songs on the Jay-Z album. I like Tom Ford. That's an awesome song. I like Oceans, that's featuring Frank Ocean, appropriately. Somewhere in America, I like that song because he talks about Miley Cyrus twerking. And that's produced by Hit-Boy, who also produced Paris, which is a censored name for... Mm. Yeah.
For in Paris.
Blank in Paris. Can you say that? Is that okay to say? In like, because it's the name of the song?
No.
It's not okay to say?
Although,
what does somebody call it?
I don't know.
Somebody
the whole
calls it in Paris something.
Doctors in Paris?
What is it? What does the censored version say?
The censored version says like doctors in Paris or something like that.
What?
No, that's ridiculous.
I was like, this is crazy.
But doctors in Paris and they go in
gorillas. Huh? I like also like Crown. Crown is produced by this girl named Wonder Girl. And she's only
that's
16 years
name?
Old. That's her real name? No, that's her producer name.
Whoa.
She's only 16 years old. So that was very impressive.
Wonder Woman's crazy. Daughter.
Part 2, which is On the Run, featuring Beyonce. Awesome. Jay-Z Blue is also, it's probably like my favorite song also. There's a song on here called BBC, produced by Pharrell, which is insanity. You listen to it and you won't believe that this song exists.
Is it about the British Broadcasting Company?
No, it's about Billionaire Boys Club.
Oh.
Which I have a jacket from back from...
Is Pharrell a billionaire?
2009.
He's not a billionaire.
He's not, but he started this company called Billionaire Boys Club.
Oh, he's not in the club. That's a club with Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and
Warren Buffett Jay-Z. Yeah,
those are the only famous billionaires I know. So,
Mukesh Ambani, he's an Indian dude. There's also
Mexican dude, the richest guy in the world.
Yeah, the Mexican dude, and then there's that Russian dude who owns the
Nets, the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets. What's his name?
And he's like, "Screw you, Jay-Z." He probably says that whenever he sees him.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, you ditched the Nets. What's wrong with you?
You made us move it all here to Brooklyn, and then you ditched us.
Brooklyn, we go hard."
There's the Maloof brothers. There's a lot of billionaires out there.
Yeah, there are. That's actually
Is Mitt Romney a billionaire?
I don't think so. No way.
No.
Is there any Kanye on the album?
I don't think so.
Really?
Also, there's no Rick Rubin on the album.
Yeah, because you lied to our listeners.
Yeah, I thought he produced this. He just sat on the couch when Jay-Z asked him to be in the documentary that they're making about the album. And he didn't produce it, but the other producers were. So Swizz Beatz, Pharrell, and Timbaland were.
In his defense, if Jay-Z asked you to sit on a couch, you're sitting on a couch.
Yeah, especially when you produce 99 Problems for him. And let's see, what else do I have to say? The podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. Apparently, I found out we don't have many listeners in Canada because our last podcast had like zero listens from Canada.
Really? Because we were so
That weird.
Was the nicest anyone's ever been to Canada on a podcast.
From America.
In history. Yeah, from America, of course.
I know. I was like, geez. Sure. I was sweeter than maple syrup.
Hey, but we got those.
Does that translate well to you guys?
We got the Germans, though, right?
Yeah, we got a bunch of Germans and Slovakians and Koreans. Yeah. People in South Korea listen to our voices.
There we go. I love the worldwide.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Worldwide world.
Brian, do you have anything you want to say to our listeners? Even in Korea?
Thanks for listening,
too. That's all I want to say. I thought, for some reason, I assumed that they couldn't hear you. I'm getting tired, man. I've been up for too long today. Let's see. I want to say thank you to all our listeners. If you guys want to tweet us a picture of pizza, that'd be pretty cool. I started the Tumblr for Destiny Pizzas.
Did you start with the picture of pizzas? You're going to start?
Yeah, there's only two posts on it so far. One was last week's episode, and then one was someone wrote pizza really cool.
Oh,
so I reblogged that. That's all I did so far. I surprisingly didn't see that many appetizing pictures of pizza so far. I followed the pizza tag. And also follow the Destiny Pizzas tag.
Okay, it has to be an appetizing picture. I don't want a gross picture of pizza.
I want to see a picture of the Japanese pizza, like the one that has like the hot dogs as the crust and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the Pizza Hut one?
Yeah, the weird, like a hot dog, the weird Japanese
stuff
Pizza
in
Hut
the
one.
Stuff where the stuffed crust would be, but it's a hot dog.
So, yeah. If you have any requests, you can message us on like Facebook. I think we accept messages on there. Just right on the wall, actually. Tweet us. You can tweet me at Dhruv Patel.
And you can tweet me at mstesca, M-S-T-E-S-K-A.
You can even tweet Brian.
Yep, at btabsays, B-T-A-B-S-A-Y-S.
If you want more Brian, you can just tweet us and say, like, hey, we want more Brian.
Yeah.
And then you can also tweet Concrete Donkey. And then you'll get an app out of it, too. So that's not a bad deal. I really hope this app isn't like $20.
Well, you already made the promise, so it's happening.
Yeah,
whether it's 20 or whether it's 50.
It's like a $7,000 app.
This app is limited
time.
If
it's more than $100, I'm not going to do it. I'll be real.
That's a cutoff.
That's a good cutoff.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else to say. What movies are coming out soon?
Ooh. What do we got? The next movie I remember is The Wolverine, but that's not till like August.
I think Pawn Shop Chronicles, a movie we talked about last week, opened this week, didn't it, Ron?
Movie.
Yeah.
Let's see. Grown Up. Okay, just to put things into perspective, Grown Ups 2 got a 7%.
Oh, it moved up. It was zero yesterday.
It was zero yesterday. Pacific Rim is at 72%. The inverse of 72 is 27. Lone Ranger is at 27%.
So Lone Ranger is way better than Grown Ups 2. What I'm hearing.
So let's see some movies that are coming out in theaters. Nope.
Turbo's coming out soon. I don't know. That's DreamWorks.
Yeah, Turbo comes out on 17th. On the 19th is Red 2, Ripped, or RIPD. Only God Forgives.
So pretty much not that many good movies. No. Are
coming Wolverine out. Comes out on the 26th, and The To-Do List.
So I'm pretty much hearing you have no excuse not to see Pacific Rim.
Yeah, you have 3 weeks, but you know, like you want to watch it this week because then people are going to be talking about it next week, and then it's going to be spoiled for you, or you're going to listen to our bonus pod and it's going to be spoiled for you.
You're like, I shouldn't have listened to that bonus pod, but I had to.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I even got though we said it like 5 times in the beginning, there's spoilers in this episode. Who should I want to say? Oh, I have some art that I made for Kill Bill, and if you want to buy it, text me how much you want to pay for it, or just like message me or tweet me how much you want to pay for it. I think there's a picture on my Instagram, which is Indochild, Indochild. If you want it, if you're the highest bidder, I'll sell it to you, I guess. Or if you're just nice to me, I'll give it to you for free. I don't care. I'm working on a few of them. So I'm working on one that's going to be a Batman animated series. And then I'm probably going to try to do the Kill Bill one again because I screwed one up and that really eats at me inside. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a Reservoir Dogs one. Anything Quentin Tarantino, he's pretty cool. Oh, the Pop Vinyl. I started getting into that, so I bought like the Blue Meanie Pop Vinyl from Yellow Submarine. Oh. And then I bought the Yellow Submarine Pop Vinyl. Oh, the Beatles as the Yellow Submarine. So that's pretty cool. And then I pre-ordered the Kill Bill and Back to the Future ones on Amazon. And I also pre-ordered all the Planet of the Apes ones.
Damn.
Because I'm like, why not? Which is kind of like YOLO, but it's spelled Y-N-O-T, question mark.
That was the first YOLO.
Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Or Enot, as they say.
Who says that?
Me.
Oh, okay. They.
Enot.
They do say that.
Sometimes. Yeah.
If you have any comic book recommendations, I'm starting to collect, so...
And my book recommendations aren't good enough for him, apparently.
No, those are already on my list.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs a bigger list.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger list.
Things to look out for. September is the Villains Month in DC. So there's like four, like it goes 23.1, 2.2, 0.3, 0.4 for like each character. So collect those. The covers are supposed to look awesome. Collectability is going to be really high on these. And then as soon as you buy it, read them and then burn them. And then I'm not going to do that. So then my issues will be worth more because a bunch of people burned them.
There you go. That's what you do, guys. Burn them so that Druvs can be more valuable because everyone wants Druvs to be more valuable. Come on.
So then one day, realistic. Yeah, exactly. So then one day I can sell them and buy the Iron Throne.
There you go. And then you'll be able to buy it for him.
Yeah,
and then
but you already have one.
You own your own.
But then I can replace my toilet.
But then you can fly here and sleep on it and take a picture on it. But you already own it. But that's okay because you'll get a picture on it. Yeah. A different one that you do not own.
Or I'm also accepting DeLorean time machines if you guys want to give me one of those, and I'll let you sleep in that too.
Does it have to be a functioning time machine?
No, of course not. That's ridiculous, Michael.
Oh, okay. Getting a DeLorean time machine is not ridiculous, but one that works is.
That's preposterous. If you have a DeLorean time machine, then actually, if it is working, I want that more. If it's a working time machine.
Do you want the plutonium one or one with Mr.
Fusion? Mr.
Fusion. Oh, yeah.
That's actually, clearly... plutonium too. I'm sure it's not that hard to get. We sell it in gas stations.
They're on
soon,
every
right?
Coral drugstore.
Yeah.
Here in 1955, it's a little hard to come by.
1.21 gigawatts.
I love how everything he says about the future, Marty does not try to correct him at all.
No.
He's just like, is everything heavy in the future? What's wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull? He says nothing after that line. He just lets him think maybe there's something wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull.
In Marty's defense, Dark doesn't want to know about the future.
That is true. He tells him that right in the beginning.
He's like, don't tell me anything.
So he just ignores him when he says crazy stuff about the future.
Yeah. John F. Kennedy Drive. Who's John F. Kennedy? That's like the greatest thing. That,
I love that movie.
And you think like Marty's grandfather would be like, they don't even talk about the fact that those are his grandparents.
Yeah, they don't. They don't really mention that.
They just mention like, oh, it's his aunt and uncle. Or like Jailbird Joey. And then they don't mention the other one.
And then what about George McFly's parents? You don't see them ever.
No.
You're like, I don't know.
And he was in his house. He like breaks into his house like, three says, times.
Yeah. I'm Darth Vader. From the planet Vulcan. Like, you think he ever remembered that and was like, wait, I heard Darth Vader before.
They stole it from that Vulcan. Marty.
That kid knew.
And they don't think it's odd that he, like, disappears, never to write to them? Or
I mean, he was only there a week. How many people do you remember who were, like... I remember, but it was a pretty important week in their lives to actually say it.
Uxford's cousin was here for a week one time. So I remember him.
That impacted your life a lot.
Yeah, too. I added him on Facebook.
This is how we end the podcast.
And that's how we end the podcast. Don't forget, Netflix recommendations are Battle Royale, Nightmare Before Christmas, Butter. Quentin Tarantino movies are on Amazon Instant Watch now, so go do that. That's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.